What's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show in the DealsInTheD.com studios. Hopefully everybody had a fabulous St. Patrick's Day. As we head up to pool time and March Madness.
Yeah.
And speaking of, Facebook is brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, located on Main Street between 3rd and 4th in the heart of downtown Royal Oak. 150 of the world's most premium tequilas on hand, and of course, the 35-foot screen, which is so ready for all those basketball games. Well, Tuesday they'll have games. They got the playing games, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tuesday and Wednesday. Is that Tuesday, Wednesday?
Tuesday and Wednesday, then it really kicks off big time on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
We all know that.
And then Friday.
I love this time of year. I love conference tournaments, too.
It's a great week. Yeah, conference tournaments are fantastic. Some great games. Mesa Tacos and Tequilas ask for the Drew and Mike discount, 10% off your meal right on the spot.
I think, by the way, this is the one-year anniversary of this, of this.
So the pass is going to come from Livers. He rifles it right in front of us to Abdul-Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass. And it goes for the win! The three-pointer by Jordan Poole!
A kid full of swag.
A freshman has won it for the Wolverines.
Beating Houston and their man bun guy.
You're keeping track of one-year anniversaries of these things?
No, you know how I found out.
How?
Let's pull the curtain back. I typed in Madness to see what drops fit Madness, and it says date modified March 18th of last year, so I figured it would happen. I know it happened at night.
Ooh,
happy anniversary, a-hole.
That was great.
Well,
that
might be
the most exciting basketball play in Michigan history, more so than the free throws, more so than Trey hitting the three against Kansas.
I guess it was pretty, well, it was damn exciting.
It's an actual buzzer beater.
It was that a Sweet 16 game or a Final Eight game?
I think that put them in the Sweet 16.
And then March 16th, remember next year will be the anniversary of the balloon popping on campus as,
wild.
They had a live shooter alert that ended up being people popping balloons. And by the way, after it all had sorted out, there were people who still did not believe it was balloons popping.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the coverage last night on Channel 4.
I'm really surprised. Actually, I shouldn't be surprised at anything anymore. But I'm surprised at how many people are, I don't know, laughing at it or making fun of it, considering what just happened in New Zealand. And they got, it wasn't just one person that called. They had over 20 calls to dispatch.
But in the end, it's nothing.
Oh, thank God, yeah.
And I have to admit, I laughed last night when they were talking about counseling services.
Well, that's a little silly. That's pretty stupid.
For a false alarm?
Yes, for the people who thought something was going on. And, they have counseling services and support for people. Go and click on Detroit if you want to get some counseling following that. that seemed more than a little bit soft.
I can't believe the response, man, the police response.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but that New Zealand shit that just happened was wild.
And that had just happened, so I can see why people might be a little freaked out. But counseling, come on.
Well, they were at a vigil.
Today's
so
a new day.
It's on your mind, I guess. And that whole thing, oh, my God.
What a fucking loser this guy is. Andy Short.
Well, they all are, and of course, we find out that he's inspired by other losers.
You're right, they are.
And
all losers.
You know, I wish there was some way to stop all this discussion of these losers because other losers are trying to make them heroes in their minds, and then they want to go out and do the same thing.
Y'all is a bunch of losers,
and it's all live on Facebook, and in fact, every platform has had it or has it now, which, you know, and the New Zealand police essentially asked them, hey, can you take that down?
The New Zealand police asked Australian media not to show it, and their actual media channels are showing, you know, his manifesto and portions of the video. But we're seeing portions of the video here.
But I mean, it's live. He's killing people live. 50 people live on Facebook. And in fact,
how many followers did he have? Did it have much of a reach?
I don't know.
The problem is that
it's still on there, though, and people are sharing it.
It's still on Facebook?
I don't know if it's still on Facebook. No. It was on multiple platforms. Yeah. It was on all the platforms, and people were sharing it, and the New Zealand police asked people to stop sharing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, what a publisher these tech giants, boy, great publishing, you know. Here the FCC says you can't say shit or you face a fine, but you can live stream a killing of 50 people and there's no ramifications whatsoever. And they go, oh, sorry, I guess our algorithm didn't work.
They always blame the algorithm.
I'm just amazed. I realize it's 2019, but to have publishers that have zero responsibility for what they publish, zero. I mean, from what anyone says about someone, I mean, that's a whole nother area.
I mean, I hate using this phrase, but it is kind of a slippery slope. Do you then, if he connected via cell tower, do you go after the company that let him broadcast via their cell tower?
Broadcast via their cell tower.
Yeah, because he did it from his phone. He lied, or Wi-Fi. I mean, they're all technically publishers.
But cell companies don't publish video.
Yeah, but they gave Max. I'm just saying, you're going to see what's going to happen.
I don't know. I'm not really that concerned about that slope. I'm more concerned that the video is all over the place. In fact, you know.
I watched it today.
It's still out there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice responsibility for what you publish. The murder of the two news people in Roanoke on WDBJ in 2015, the father of the female victim is still trying to get that taken down. Mm-hmm. And he's being told that, sorry.
And that was one that didn't get taken down quickly on Facebook because when
that killer
happened,
put it up.
We watched it at, you know.
Watched it live.
I know. I don't know if it was live. I know he put it up. But
well, while he was on the loose.
4 years later, and still up there, can't get it down. So, you know, that's tough break for the family, I guess.
The clear answer is to be able to have a law passed where people get fined for something like this, but
Take your time.
Good luck enforcing a lot of that.
Honestly, I'm amazed.
Why don't they just hire some people? Because if it's a live video, you don't know what's on the live video until it's
live. I guess
live.
They're not making any money, so they can't afford to hire anyone.
Well, that's the thing. Put every live video on a 30-second delay. Hire a bunch of people to sit there and watch each video and then boot one.
You know,
and then if someone gets mad because their video of them shooting at a gun range gets blocked, then sorry, better safe than sorry.
We really need people shooting at gun range. Really? I mean,
I'm just
how are you
that's
ever
just
gonna,
an example I came up with, though. But you know there'll be something that'll get blocked that shouldn't be blocked, and there'll be outrage about it.
Of course, Facebook said they have rigorous processes in place to manage and remove flagged videos.
Fake.
Yeah,
show
really
us.
Really rigorous.
Yeah, remove flagged. Yeah,
can you get the one from 2015 down where this guy's daughter is murdered?
They have a rigorous review. It takes 10 years to complete it.
I mean, can you imagine your daughter's murdered, and four years later, you're still... And somebody's saying, oh, sorry. I mean, they're not sorry. They're not even remotely sorry.
Oh, God. No, I did see today Reddit has gotten rid of the subreddit form.
Oh, thanks, Reddit.
That is called
Watch People Die.
Watch People Die, yeah.
Oh, are they getting a medal for this?
It was a subreddit form.
Watch People Die. Really? So I guess the algorithm, die doesn't come up in the algorithm.
But there's also going to be a bunch of other subreddits that have snuff films on them.
I'm surprised Reddit is it's because they're is Reddit as big as Facebook?
Getting lots
Twitter?
Of clicks, right?
Reddit's huge.
Reddit's I know it's huge, massive. But is it? I just mean as far as what people know.
Well, the
maybe,
thing
maybe
is, though,
that's why
Reddit is becoming a little bit more regulated. There's a lot more moderators on there than there
sounds
used to be.
Like
and
it.
That's why. Well, honestly, it has. And that's why the shift has been going to places
4chan.
Like 4chan, 8chan, 9gag. Where you can really put anything up there, and it's all
and they don't care.
It all falls under the First Amendment, according to them.
Well, then why is the FCC? Why can't you say shit?
Because that is done on the public airwaves, owned by the whole public. This is done. You need to purchase internet access.
Well, could you murder people live on?
But on TV,
no, you couldn't.
On TV, you can say shit after 10 p.m.
Well, yeah, after 10 p.m. It's just interesting that the rules would be so strict on one and so loose on the other. I mean, murdering people live. I mean, that has an extra appeal. It's not only if you're a murderer. Christ, it's great to murder people, but hey, if you can murder them live, that's even better.
Serious as your shallow thought with this guy?
Sure.
Terrible choice in music.
He's a heavy metal fan, right?
It didn't seem like heavy metal. It seemed like Whistling Dixie, that song at first. But there was a song on there. Do you want to hear it?
I guess.
I don't even know
is
what
it worth
it
hearing?
Is. But every time he went back to his car, the music was playing. And it's not a good video to watch. I'm kind of bummed I watched it. Can't find it now. Hey, well, give me a second.
Oh, don't tell me they got it down.
Well, I mean, this is just a song by a band.
Trent Bolte, by the way, coming up. Trent Bolte, the victim of Chris Watt. He ended up in...
I am the god of hellfire.
This is the one song he was playing.
Oh, is this... Yeah, I remember this song.
This is what he was playing when he was driving to the second mosque.
Oh, isn't he cool?
It's funny, too. He was driving. That didn't go as planned. I was amazed that...
That didn't work out well, did it?
I was amazed at... And I know you keep hearing about it. It's the safest place. Some cops don't even have guns there. There was, no reaction. He was in the first mosque for a good 15 minutes, and there was no reaction.
How long was that first video?
About 20 minutes, 25 minutes or so. A lot of it's him driving and acting like a fucking dick.
It's just brutal.
What's he? What's his play-by-play?
Unbelievably calm when he's actually murdering people. And, you know, a mosque is, I was telling Brandon this, you know, a mosque is wide open. Those people had no place to go. And he didn't know, you know, he just kept firing into the corners where the people were huddled. It's awful. It's awful. Thank God it's still online.
I did see the video of them apprehending him, and it's just amazing how the police officers didn't just light him up, you know?
Yeah, I wish they would have, because then we wouldn't have to see his stupid symbol in court.
Well, I've been noticing that his face is blurred out a lot in court.
Oh, yeah, they do.
That's the New Zealand
that.
Law.
Okay.
Well, it's nice to know that the freedom to show yourself murdering 50 people is alive and well. That's certainly an important freedom. That's an important part of our First Amendment rights. So,
and
nice job by all the platforms for keeping it free.
I said it's a manifesto, too.
Well, that's just part and parcel of all these, isn't it? It was, 83 pages?
He's anti-immigrant, yet isn't he an immigrant?
He's Australian, but this took place in New Zealand.
He had been living in New Zealand for 2 years.
So he made a lot of money off of cryptocurrency?
He did.
So he could travel? Yeah. He traveled all over the place.
God, he's becoming a bigger loser.
No, he's such a dick.
There was one guy in the video that, came at him and didn't do very well. But then there's the other guy who is all over the news talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot his name. Abdul Aziz, I think was his name, who I love watching his interview because he's like, I just grabbed the first thing I can and I threw it at him. And it was a credit card machine reader. And it threw the guy. I mean, little things like that would throw somebody off, and it threw him off. He picked up one of the guy's guns, tried to shoot him. There was no cartridges in it, I guess.
Oh.
So then he threw it, quote, like an arrow at him, and he broke his window out. I mean, that's pretty cool. The guy's fighting back.
Yeah.
You don't really see that often.
Why is this guy a big Pootie Pie lover?
A lot of people are Pootie Pie lovers. You know, the guy's very popular online. You watch him play video games. He's somewhat of a comedian of the new age.
But he's also gotten in trouble for being anti-Semitic. Is he anti-Islamic, too?
PewDiePie?
Yeah, he's gotten into some shit
much
for
about
that.
Him.
Yeah, he gets in trouble from time to time for opening his mouth, but he's extremely popular. He's made millions and millions of dollars for just playing video games. And
well,
he was featured. And
there's more than a small connection between these gaming sites and these mass killers. Apparently, virtually all of them are big gamers.
Yeah, because they're
not surprising.
They don't have anything else going on in life. Of course, his neighbors described him as a loner, never had friends over.
Bought his guns legally, of course, like most of these people. So we can feel good about that.
Yeah.
There's another killer out there, too, that guy in North Carolina.
Oh, that killed his wife?
Yeah, I know she was...
Possibly his other wife?
Yes, his first wife, who fell and hit her head on the concrete stairs. Yeah, that sounds
likely. Story.
Seriously, Shishala thought the wife he just killed...
Too hot for him?
Pretty hot.
Yeah.
She's too hot for him. She's 19 years younger. He thinks he's hot, and if you notice, he's frequently in a blue shirt trying to make his eyes pop. He is. I'm not kidding you. This guy...
Is that part of the description? When they're looking for this killer on the loose.
Likely to be making his eyes pop.
In a blue shirt.
I swear.
Royal blue or light blue, either one.
He definitely thinks he's hot. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Isn't he driving a total piece of shit pickup, too?
98 silver pickup.
Look, they showed it on the news. I'm like, God, what a... Tom should sell that guy a new F-150.
Well, you know, that guy, by the way, was... he was in court. The guy that killed his sister and her boyfriend in Mount Clemens, I think.
Oh,
left
yeah.
Him in a shed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that dude was... He was arraigned the other day, or maybe that trial started. But I don't think Tom ever sold him another van, because he had an old, rusted-out van.
Hopefully he won't ever have a need...
Probably not.
Another van or a car.
Yeah.
So everybody's ready to make some money on March Madness. It's really one of the crazy betting times of the year, and I understand people are going to mybookie.ag and using the promo code Drew. Some people are using the promo code Drew and Mike.
Yeah, just Drew.
The promo code is Drew. So remember, they will take your deposit, and they'll give you a 50% bonus. You're on house money when you start, so when you... Don't call that upset. At least you're losing house money at the beginning. And you're betting house money. So if you win money, you've got more house money. And MyBookie's been in business for years. They're growing like wildfire. The best part is they pay out fast. So, you know, that's a major concern, of course, when you get a new bookie or making betting. Am I going to get paid? Mm-hmm. Is this iffy? No, it's not iffy at all. And MyBookie, again, will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Put in $1,000, get $500 extra. Just use the promo code Drew at mybookie.ag for March Madness or anything else. Spring training baseball. Be like Maz and do a spring training baseball parlay. What the hell is that?
On Thursday when I had to leave abruptly, did you know I had a bet on the Hokie game that you were losing your mind about?
I did not.
I bet the Hokies first half getting points.
How many points?
I think they were getting 2.5.
Then you won the first half, right?
I did win it, but I was certain that I had lost it because after I made the bet is when Florida State went on like a 13-0 run. They were down by 17 or something.
Oh, that was
that sucks.
Just a maddening game.
Yeah,
oh,
it hurt.
Oh, my God. Two heartbreakers. The one at the end of regulation. And by the way, we missed a free throw right before that.
Great.
We were in a 4-point game. Nice job, Black Shear. Dick.
I was going to put a bet on Michigan State, but Michigan's giving a point, which no thank you.
That overtime shot. Ugh. Bounds around, goes in. Oh, was
overtime
that pissed.
Shot.
I don't think they're getting their point guard back for the tournament either. So, if they win...
are they going to be seeded fifth?
I don't know. I have no idea. If they win two games, though, it'll be the farthest they've ever gone. They've never gone to the Sweet 16.
Really?
Never. And this year, they certainly had a great shot. I don't even know if they're going to do that. But, well, speaking of the Ides of March.
You never know where they're seated.
Gabara and the lovely Leprechauns at Zot Ford and DealsInADD.com are sharing their pot of gold with all our lucky listeners. Yes, even the Monday after.
I want to go.
I wonder how Trudy's gig went. St. Patrick's Day gigs are tough. Chase the rainbow to Zot Ford and Holly. Enjoy their shenanigan-free low payments. Lease a new 19 Ford all-wheel drive Escape or new 19 Ford EcoSport as low as $82 a month. Yup, $82. Or lease the 19 Ford Edge or the new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $97 a month. Yes, as low as $97 a month. Zot Ford likes to keep the green in your pocket, so take advantage of these charming payments before they disappear because people want the gold.
Could be a crackhead.
I love that drop.
That whole bit is, that's the pinnacle of broadcast news.
It is. I think we should play it.
Yeah.
Can you crank the whole thing?
I can.
The follow-up was phenomenal, too, if we can find that.
I'll mention the Hall Financial Hotline will be open shortly, and David Hall, part of the top mortgage company in Michigan. In fact, he runs it, Hall Financial, as they are big supporters of the show, always have been, And they are the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. Yeah, it was Hall Financial who sponsored the event where Mike Clark crashed his helicopter. And
I'd
forgotten about that until we reviewed that. God, that was a great moment in broadcasting. Mm-hmm. That should be in the Smithsonian, I think. they've got over 500 five-star reviews because they always put you first. Just heard from somebody who actually went to our website, filled out the online form, clicked the link to Hall Financial, and they said they got a call back within a minute. So they are aggressive. They are serious about putting you in a new home, your dream home, maybe shortening the length of your mortgage, taking money out of your house, but a lot of refis. I think they do more refis than anything else, and they do it well. Elite service from Hall Financial. 248-308-5000 or go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun.
You
see, for themes, Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun? Say yeah!
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 I love his command of a crowd.
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And he told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
I love that girl.
I love this guy.
Yeah, still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
He's got body armor.
This guy helping to direct traffic says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun.
Bells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather.
That guy's clearly Irish.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
That is awesome. Oh.
And Casey Anthony was out partying on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, her birthday.
Doing shots.
Big birthday weekend for
her. Yeah, good for her. She's a
tot mom.
And there's somebody, some dude she was apparently paying special attention to. She looks really good, I got to say.
She looks pretty hot, especially for a baby killer.
And the best news is that because that defamation suit by the meter reader who was accused of killing Kaylee, that defamation suit, I don't understand why he can't file a defamation. That's absolutely outrageous that he would be accused of killing her daughter. That was dismissed. So apparently, somehow the door is open to TV and book deals for Casey Anthony.
How about the idea, too, that somebody had to, or some detective had to go check that guy out? He's a real suspect of that crime.
Well, the defense probably is the one that, they probably dug up all the shit they could on that guy.
Yeah. But still, that's
so nice. So nice.
Detectives have to go through it.
Love the way the legal system works. Yeah, they have to go through it, too. They've got to try and defend him to make the case work. Mm. All those red herrings they throw out. Congratulations to the Anthony defense team. Yeah. And, of course, her father was accused of killing the baby and hiding it, too. So they did a great job of suggesting that he did it, and the jury was just iffy enough to let her go. And now she's out to party on St. Patty. She's doing shots with people. And then, spreading her love.
And then Jose Baez got to go defend Aaron Hernandez. Did a great job defending him until last week when they overturned.
Yeah.
The death makes you innocent.
Well, it got him off the two other murders, though.
That's true.
So
a joke.
And he also was blown by Casey Anthony, as we learned. That was part of her payment.
Probably Aaron.
To make him ejaculate in her mouth.
What an idea that Jose Baez just takes on clients who will blow him for pay.
Well, Aaron probably,
you never know.
Probably did too.
Why not?
Hall Financial Hotline is open so we can talk to Trent Bolte, who is a victim of the Chris Watt family murder of his wife and his two children. As Trent had engaged in a little activity with Chris, some homosexual activity. as the bi-curious Chris Watt had gone on a gay app. And Trent got together with Chris Watt. Watt's denying that now.
This is Watt's song for Trent.
The number you have reached is invalid.
Trent. What? What? Is that your fingers?
I might have small fingered it. I'm going to try again.
Is he messing with us?
I don't know. We have the message right here. It says, this is my phone number.
Oh, we definitely were in touch with him. Could there be a fake Trent Bolte out there?
I don't think so.
He acted like Trent Bolte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that highlight, though. That fucking highlight, though.
This is reaching Brett Favre proportions. The most rescheduled interview in history previously.
It never happened.
Brett Favre.
Oh, this has a better ending than Favre.
Three, zero.
Huh. So the first one was a small finger job?
Yeah, I wrote it down incorrectly.
Okay. All right.
But that was the one. He's so hard to get in touch with.
Do you think Watts sang this to him?
Possibly. It fits. It's a good fit, I think.
Hear your voice.
Yeah. I wish I'd never met him. Yeah.
Your lips of an angel.
He does provide great drops.
Of an angel.
Damn it. What is going on?
We
got to
try him later.
Come on,
Bolte. The word was today, we were going to call him at 5 o'clock, but that had to be rescheduled earlier.
Well, we'll try it again later, unfortunately.
He is expecting our call sometime today.
Yeah.
We could call Dykstra today.
Lenny
got off. He got a disorderly conduct. I know, but it's like that never happened.
Yeah.
Because the search was illegal, so there weren't any drugs in his bag, technically.
Why was that search illegal?
Because he didn't agree to it, and they didn't inform him that he could turn it down. No, there was not a
warrant. Wow. That's not like... what do they call that? Something cause? What's it called?
Probable cause.
Probable cause. My mind is just fried.
Yeah. Annie's been sick since Thursday.
Yeah. It's been... it's fun having a sick 11-month-old with the flu.
Annie.
It's a long flu.
Yeah. They say 5 days, but oh boy, these are the longest 5 days. She won't sleep for more than 3 hours at a time.
I don't feel good.
Poor girl. It's funny, too. Kids are, they don't know.
How about babies without the flu that won't sleep more than 3 hours? There are those babies.
There are those ones, yeah. Colic or... But yeah, so it's just...
Is someone not feeling well?
Your world just stops and you have no idea what's going on. It's like the world just keeps moving without you.
Well, babies need to develop some kind of signal to tell you how they're feeling, I think.
Well, that's the thing. You're trying to decipher... An idiot that can't talk. And trying to figure out, like, hey, what exactly is bothering you right now?
It's all based on empirical evidence.
But, I don't know. It's the worst, so all apologies.
You want to try Lenny?
Lenny? Yeah, hang on a sec, because I just want to mention that Dr. Yaldo is looking for you, hoping that as it warms up and the swimming and boating and the sports and all those outdoor things happen, or maybe even working in the yard and getting sweaty, and that is annoying with glasses and contacts.
Yeah.
It would be a lot easier if you didn't have any of that stuff, including reading glasses. So maybe you'll call the Yaldo Eye Center, as LaDuff did. New no BS news out there, by the way. As Charlie has found out something very new about coverage of City Hall in Detroit that you might want to hear about. It's a little disconcerting.
Can you tease it a little bit?
I'm teasing it.
I want to go hear it now.
Doctor, you know what I want to hear? I want to hear Brian Austin Green's podcast.
Yeah, that too.
His cameos are killer.
I'm sure he puts as much effort in.
Somebody else got an Andy Dick cameo, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 5 minutes long.
Really?
An audience member.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. He is just having a ball with his cameos. Not to mention making some cash. Good for Andy. Dr. Yaldo provides custom CATS, custom LASIK, the most advanced in the world, Most people get better than 20/20. It's where you can get the amazing multifocal implants, too. The Rolls-Royce solution for older people, 50 and up, allows you to see the tiniest type to go along with great distance vision. You've been putting it off for years, settling for old technology, so now is the time. Between the tax return, the fresh health savings account, and the awesome Drew and Mike discount, there isn't a better time to make the call. The evaluation is free. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to thealdoeyecenter.com. They also sponsor No BS News and No Filter Sports,
right?
Where Eli and Denny and Bob Page had a hilarious argument the other day. The Red Shovel Network is, there's a lot going on here now. Yeah. That argument was so funny, Brandon.
Which one?
The one was about Eli and Denny talked to the Winnipeg Jets general manager off the record.
Right, right.
And Bob kept saying that, I never heard that. And Eli and Denny were losing their minds going, it was off the record. It was just with us.
Yes. And Bob did not give in because he had never heard that before. There was no way that the Winnipeg Jets GM did not want Steve Yzerman.
But Bob Page does not like to believe there's anything he doesn't know that's going on. And it really, he just couldn't get over it. And they couldn't get over that he couldn't get over it. And I just like the way they talk shit to each other.
Oh, yeah. After the show, Eli asked me, God, Brandon, do you think we argue too much? I think we're arguing too much. I said, no.
Not at all. The arguments are very funny.
Because they do that off the air, too. That is exactly how they treat them when they're talking to one another.
Yeah.
I think some of their best arguments are arguing about doing the show and the construct of it.
It's a lot of fun.
And Denny's rabbit ears. Holy shit. Yeah. I cannot believe what... He's 73 or something. He can hear every word we say upstairs, and of course he has to pop off about it. Oh, but yeah, nobody gets away with anything on that show. But you can get away with something with Dr. Roche. You can get a free syringe of Restylane with your surgical procedure. That's a $600 value. Call 248-338-1110. Restylane, that's the good stuff. That's the wrinkles go bye-bye. Wrinkles get filled in, those spaces in your face that start to sink in, and those permanent wrinkles can go, see ya, with Restylane. And one free syringe with your surgical procedure, whatever that might be boobs. It is boob season, isn't it?
It's always boob season.
It is always, that's true.
But it's really boob season, because when it's spring, they start coming out.
It is.
They and start blossoming.
Those boobs a lot. Boobs a lot. Wouldn't you like to have a bigger, fatter tan line on that boob? Boy, those big old
or
tan
both
lines.
Of them.
Yeah, both of them. That's true. Call Dr. Roche. They do a lot of boobs over there, Thursdays and Fridays. I just saw somebody with a boob job. Who was it? Oh, it was the girl on Dateline who's about to be tried for a murder. She got some new boobs when she got her murdering money.
Oh, okay.
And, well, her alleged murdering money. And she got, I tell you, they were pretty good. Because I saw the picture.
That sounds like it's worth it.
I saw a picture of her before that. I was like, hey, not a bad rack there. And then afterwards, man, did she have a rack. She was
I
not.
I want to squeeze them.
Just want you to know that this alleged murderer did not go to Dr. Roche, though. Although the guy did a pretty good job. So, anyway, this special ends on Tuesday. So, you've got today or tomorrow to call for a free syringe of Restylane with your procedure. Maybe if you want to, if you get a space in line or get an appointment, they'll probably do that for you. 248-338-1110 for Dr. Roche. And Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah, let's give him a shot. Yeah, we haven't talked to him in a while.
No, it's been a while, as Aaron Lewis would say, after he told you to shut
Just
up.
Fuck off, yeah. So after he leaves, no, you wouldn't hear that from him because he'd leave stage.
So Lenny's going to believe that we're Pearl Harboring him right now. But.
Which he'd appreciate.
What's a good Pearl Harbor, though? I love this song.
It's a great song.
It is a great song. It annoys me that they turn the fuck backwards. Fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Please leave your message
for.
Did it beep already?
I think it did.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, Lenny, it's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. We want to congratulate you and see how you're doing. Figured it was a good time to call after, I know you got a disorderly conduct, but that really turned out pretty well. Anyway, dial the 248 number. Love to know what you're up to. Always love to know what you're up to. And again, congratulations. See ya. And it's been a while since I could call you. fuck up! Oh, do we have drops of him saying shut the fuck up?
No, but I can grab them.
Yeah, we should grab them. There was some other good audio that was on TMZ. There was some good
English
audio.
English motherfucker, do you speak it?
Mama June. You know, Mama things June. Were going so well yeah. for Mama June.
She was looking good.
And what's her brat's name?
Honey Boo Boo Child.
Boo Boo's yeah. mom. Mm-hmm. And then apparently, I don't know, maybe she came into some money. She's driving, or the dude she's with, or somebody's driving their new truck, and they're at a gas station. They get in a big altercation, and the cops are called, and what do you know? They've got crack
Oops.
Cocaine with
was
them.
It her, was it her crack cocaine?
They both had crack cocaine.
Could be a crackhead.
He had
crack is cheap.
What did he have? Was it, she had a meth pipe, I think, yeah. or maybe a crack smoking pipe, because they said they had paraphernalia.
Come join me. We get a crack rock, get a fifth of liquor, and we can smoke all goddamn night and feel better by daybreak. But we're gonna be some broke bitches.
I don't know if she's hung with Propecia before, but she.
Ask a dumb question. What's the difference between a meth pipe and a crack pipe? Are they smoked differently?
I don't know. That's a good question, but I love Brandon. Did you hear?
Be a crackhead.
Did you hear the manic conversation she had with the tow truck operator?
I did not.
Oh, it's on the TMZ story. It's. Oh my god!
That poor
wired.
Tow truck driver. Oh, I bet you they have a phone number on the side of his car. Should we call him?
Just listen to this. She is so manic. And I don't know if she's doing a you know what I'm saying, but she keeps saying something over and over again.
This is her at a casino. This isn't it.
I think it's the previous story.
No. It's, I thought it was with the story that you was in your prep, Brandon.
Yeah. By the way, yeah, St. Louis on a 12-0 run after I made a bet on the game. Apparently I make bets and teams go on a run.
Oh, you bet on St. Bonnie's?
No, I took St. Louis. I'm getting 3.5.
Sweet. I'm not going on you, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I ain't giving you no shit, I promise you, that's me. I cuss, you know what I'm saying? I'm loud. I ain't cussing you out. I ain't goddamn hollering at you. I ain't arguing with you. I promise you, that's just me. Ask anybody, I'm loud and fucking cussy.
I understand, but all that I'm saying, I just need you to have driver license. You say you got insurance in the car, right?
Yes. I can pull
that
out.
All thing you got to have is a set of driver license, man, and I give that car back to you. I mean, no problem. I'm not.
And 33 still.
I pull cars every day, but I just can't give you back the car without no driver license. And you say your boyfriend, he's in jail, right? And he does not have no license.
Well,
no,
we don't license. Have his license. Oh, he's lost him yesterday somewhere. We don't know fucking where. I came back here thinking my credit card's missing, everything.
Listen. Somebody stole the stuff?
No. I just think, goddamn. Because he was drunk.
Stalled.
He got misplaced.
I guess mom do knows best.
Man? I mean, how y'all get caught into a skeggy?
We was goddamn coming. We goddamn.
You might well be straight up with me now.
No, I'm being straight up. Like, he goddamn is a DUI, dude.
He got a DUI?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, he got a DUI?
Yeah.
They pulled y'all over.
Yeah, we were sitting in that parking lot and goddamn a white damn cop car came behind us from ski and what? Goddamn they came and got us and goddamn they detained me because goddamn I didn't have no damn license. They couldn't prove who the fuck I was. I didn't just sat there and
assume. You didn't tell them who you were.
I did. But like I said, because my car, goddamn, and whatever.
Core,
and
C-O-R-E.
Goddamn, they had to pull him. You know how that shit goes? They detained every motherfucker in the goddamn car.
So y'all want to fight?
No.
Why
the hell? Wait, the car, like, it was trash. The car had everything scattered all over. You know, I had to put your coat down and sit down.
Gross.
They got damn, I don't know what the fuck they thought. They got damn.
What you doing, Terry?
Who has this long of a conversation with the tow truck driver?
What's going on in here?
After he towed your car.
Oh, they searched the car like that.
Yes.
I think she's in the zone.
I couldn't even let him do anything, dude. I couldn't do nothing.
They ain't found anything in your car, did
they? No.
Is he thinking, is that how do I get out of this conversation, or is he enjoying it?
You know what? I can't get over. I can't believe they can understand each other.
Nah.
It's the South.
Eh.
She's got a couple pretty strong crutches there, the strongest one being goddamn.
Yeah.
Could be a crackhead.
I'm play that over again. I want to hear. I want to count how many times she says goddamn.
What about her other children? Where are her kids?
Driver license.
What were their names?
I love
they
that
all
guy.
Have funny names.
Do they have the name of the tow truck company? I want to talk to that
He's
guy.
He's pretty cool.
But you understand what I mean? I'm not going on you, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I ain't giving you no shit, I promise you, that's me. I cuss, you know what I'm saying? I'm loud. I ain't cussing you out. I ain't goddamn hollering at you. I ain't arguing with you. I promise you, that's just me. Ask anybody, I'm loud and fucking cussy.
I understand, but all that I'm saying, I just need you to have driver license. You say you got insurance in the car, right?
Yes. I can pull that up. All thing you gotta have is
a set of driver license, man, and I get
a set of driver license.
I mean, no problem. I don't want your car. I pull cars every day, but I just can't give you back the car without no driver's license. And you say your boyfriend, he's in jail, right? And he does not have no license.
Well, no, he does not have no. He's lost him yesterday somewhere. We don't know fucking where. I came back here thinking my credit card's missing, everything.
Listen. Somebody stole the stuff?
No.
It wasn't me.
He got misplaced. It's somewhere. And we're fine.
What happened to y'all, man? I mean, how y'all get caught into a skeggy?
We got down.
We might well be straight up with me now.
No, I'm being straight up. Like, he got down. Is it DUI?
Four. He got DUI?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, he got a DUI.
Yeah.
They pulled y'all over.
Yeah, we were sitting in the damn parking lot. Goddamn, a white damn cop came behind us from ski. And goddamn, they came and got us. And goddamn, they detained me because goddamn, I didn't have a damn license. They couldn't prove who the fuck I was. I didn't just sat there. And
you mother didn't tell them who you were.
I did. But like I said, because my car... Goddamn, or whatever. Nine. And they, you know, goddamn, they had to pull him.
Ten.
You know how that shit goes? They detain every motherfucker in the goddamn car.
So y'all want 11.
To
fight? No. You know what? Why the hell waited? The car looked like it was trash. The car had everything scattered out. Like, you know, I had to put your coat down and sit down.
Because the point of matter is, goddamn, they got 12. Them, I don't know what the fuck they thought, goddamn. They got them, I mean, they 13. Just really tore that motherfucker to hell and back. And I said, look, I don't know what the fuck y'all got going on in here and goddamn.
They, oh, they 14. Searched the car like that.
Yes.
Wow.
I couldn't even let them do anything, dude. I couldn't do nothing.
They ain't found anything in your car, did they?
No. There were
14. And how long is that conversation?
2 minutes.
Wow, that's great.
7 a minute.
Did she lose her... Is she on TV still?
I don't think they're on. So.
Probably helps her. She's not on from hot, from not to hot. Is that what... Stupid.
Yeah, she lost all that weight. She, you know what though? It's funny. She lost all that weight. She looked like shit. She was still ugly.
She's
as
gross.
All get out. I mean, honestly,
nothing
she's
can help
just
that
ugly.
Face.
It's like I don't care if she weighs 800 or 110.
Well, that face is just so long.
Oh God, it's awful. But she's a classy lady.
Looks like Honey Boo Boo found all the weight she lost.
Yeah, she got big.
Gross.
Honey Boo Boo's.
Yeah, she got
really
big.
Oh, my God.
Big.
What happened to Honey
Boo? She was already huge. Now she's even huger.
Yeah, I think she just had those genes.
Did they put one of those things, like refueling things between planes and
yes,
just transfer all the fat?
From one stomach to the other.
It looks that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
Honey Boo Boo, she was kind of funny, though.
She's all yours. You can have her.
Look at that face. Gross. Oh, my God. That's what she looks like. Oh. Not important. Get her mouth wide open. Jeez. Oh my goodness. Okay. So was there anybody else besides Lenny we wanted to try and Bolte?
We did have a number to what was that, Casey's boyfriend? Casey Anthony's boyfriend.
You wanna try him? Let's see if he was the guy in the bar.
But I don't know if this one it is local, right?
Well, he's local. He was originally from here, and I think he lives down there now.
Well, maybe he knows the show. Maybe be pumped.
You think so?
I don't know.
Well, I think we left a message from last time.
Yeah. You have reached the voicemail box of 586.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we call the bar she was at?
I'm sure they're not busy today.
No, not at all.
They might not be.
Worth a try.
Yeah, let me see which bar it is.
They're probably pumped to talk about it.
It's not their fault.
She's a good customer. She's
imagine?
Good for business.
They did serve her. There's that part of it.
Yeah, they did.
I don't know if you would kick her out.
Nah, I don't know how you kick her out. Yeah, she was there into the wee hours, I guess. What's the name of the bar?
Oh, Shay's.
Hello, Shay's. Leah speaking.
Hi, Leah. This is Drew and Mike calling. We were checking on Casey Anthony, there was some rumor that maybe she didn't pay her tab last night and I was supposed to cover it. I don't know. Is that true?
Is there any way we can have this questioning tomorrow? It's just really crazy right now. I don't even know who
to ask. Why so busy?
She was just really worried because she thought maybe she didn't pay her tab. She's a little hammered, as you probably know.
Okay, well, if she comes in tomorrow, that'd be great to see if we can sort it out. Thank you.
Okay, did she say she was okay? Did you say she was hammered? Was it obvious?
I have absolutely no idea. I didn't meet her.
Okay.
Want to meet her?
She didn't cause any problems, did she? Casey Anthony, the...
No, she did not.
Oh, okay, good.
Cool.
And is she one of your good customers?
Sir, I don't want to answer any of these questions.
Why? I'm just curious if you guys have a good relationship with murderers or...
Has OJ ever been there? He used to live in Florida.
What a
Great bar concept, the murderer's bar.
They're murderer friendly. They have any 1-star reviews, I wonder?
No, they got...
They got a lot of good reviews.
Yeah, they got great reviews.
Oh, good, okay.
Nothing but quality for Casey.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Mike Morse, you know...
Wow, yeah.
That story was... You know, it all came at once. It was like one girl after the other, after the other, and there were five cases, and then it's like, whew, it just, poof, it disappeared. And some of it had to do with the fact that two of the girls who accused him of sexual assault of some kind had worked for him, and he had an arbitration agreement whereby any disputes would be settled by arbitration. Mm. And a judge agreed with that.
That's typical in a lot of contracts.
Well, you know, with a sexual assault, that doesn't seem like an arbitration. That's not a
You wouldn't think so
dispute.
When it's a crime, when it's an actual crime.
But another judge has said, no, that is not something that would be dealt with in arbitration. That should be dealt with in the open. And, you know, I think it, I don't know, I don't want to lay this on Mike Morse, but, you know, isn't that neat that a law firm would make people sign something where anything that any kind of dispute is settled in this manner so they don't have to go to court or, well, they do go to arbitration. But anyway, the judge decided that, no, that's not the case. So those cases have been reinstated. The one case, the case that started it all in Farmington Hills, where this woman had...
At the restaurant.
Yeah, she had shown up at the restaurant. She'd taken a picture with Mike Morse. She said he grabbed her boob. She went to the police. They wired her up, mm-hmm. and she went back. And she recorded a conversation where they're saying that they're going to hurt his charity, which is, oh, there's a nice reason that he should be able to grab your boob without any repercussions because he's such a charitable guy. Well, I have to tell you, on the audio, which Figer played.
Who's going
to
provide all those backpacks and get on TV at the same time doing it?
Yeah, you might notice that he does get pretty kind treatment from the local news.
Well, he does all the charity stuff, but it's crazy. There's always a news story on it.
I know, and he goes
on. It's almost like the charity is more about getting the name out there.
Well, he seems to plug the charity without any questions about some of the other things that are going on, which are...
Spends a lot of money.
The deal with State Farm, which is pretty serious series of accusations. That one, I don't think he's going to escape entirely. I don't know how that's going to turn out. He is a big-time lawyer. He's had some great success. This one sounds a little bit messy, but going back to...
Not giving in.
Oh, wrong one. Have you seen... He's got a billboard, by the way.
He doesn't give in either.
His number is... I forget what the first part is. It's 800-88, but I don't really care. And it's what, Mike Wins?
Yes.
He's got a billboard out there that's just his fucking face, dash Wins. So you have to know who he is to dial the phone.
Well,
number.
You know the number. You know the jingle.
Oh, I knew it, but what's the point of having a billboard then?
Go for the
Well, they could put a picture of his mom up there, dash Wins, and just people go, oh, Mike Morse's mom.
Yeah, I suppose.
It could
Not
be like
getting in.
Her face and then apostrophe S, son, Wins. But anyway, the girl... who made the recording, and I have to say, the recording I thought sounded very incriminating. Now, it didn't say, did he apologize on that? Do we have that audio? Can we find that audio?
Well, there is like a 5-minute one, but I'm not sure how.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. Great quality.
Separate at birth. Wait till the guy talks. Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know how well we're going to be able to hear this.
We'll play a little more. There's probably a transcript somewhere.
Huh?
Is that? Was a 9-year-old? Did he just say that?
Well, he's talking about his kids, and that's why he possibly couldn't do something like that.
I can't be sexist, okay? I am a father of two baby women.
So
I mean, I think girls are so nice, I made them twice.
So are you saying he didn't do it?
I don't know. I can't tell anything.
Are there any quotes in the story? You can bring that down. I just wondered what... Because I thought there was sort of an apology or...
Well, that's what Figer said. The so-called apology is not newly discovered.
Anyway, that girl pursued her case. And she ended up being deposed. And as so often happens when you get lawyers of the ilk of Jeff Figer and Mike Morse, her background comes under attack because she was a stripper in 2006, 2007. She had a sugar daddy, and they deposed her about the sugar daddy.
What does that matter? What do either of those things matter?
Honestly,
that happened, he could not possibly have done this?
Apparently not.
She's just a gold digger.
Well, Mark Furman saying the N-word in a play, or it was going to be a screenplay, or what was it?
It was going to be a movie.
It was going to be a movie. What did that have to do with whether O.J. Simpson killed someone? Nothing.
Jackson never molested Macaulay Culkin, so.
Yeah, that's right. So he didn't molest anyone else. Anyway, she said that she received payments from him for about 3 months, and it turns out she received payments from him significantly longer than that. In fact, it was a guy she met at the strip club, and he became sort of a sugar daddy and, in fact, had paid her $291,000 to hang out with him.
Yeah.
They went to clubs together. And because she lied...
Was the friendship ever consummated?
They didn't make that very clear. I hope so, for his sake. For $291,000, jeez. You would hope it was consummated at least 291 times.
That's the price you're putting on in a grand.
At least 291 times. I don't know. I've never seen a picture of her. Oh, wait. Is there a picture of her?
582 times.
Her name is...
Oh, there's pictures
Renee
of her.
Renee Swain.
Yeah.
Is she black?
I didn't think so. Haven't we seen the photo?
I don't recall.
Huh. I'll look it up.
Let's see if you can find
Brandon's on it.
Image.
Yeah.
Anyway, because she...
It's all pictures of Figer and Morse.
I know, Morse. Because she lied about the length of time over which she received payments, they threw it out. Mm-hmm. She lied in the deposition. She committed perjury. Therefore, he could not have assaulted her. I don't quite understand that. I don't really understand why does she have to answer questions about her sugar daddy either.
I don't know. I don't understand why. Unless they're just trying to, you know, set it up, the fact that she's a gold digger.
Maybe that is the case.
Trying to take
Maybe she is. I don't know.
In that regard, I think it's actually probably worth questioning her about. Because you want to know someone's motivations, because what if it isn't true?
Well, that's why.
But if that's the case, then every other allegation against him should be admitted, too.
Well, that.
Right?
I would say his background is significant.
Especially regarding that.
There are a lot of people who have made a record of how he treats females.
Mm-hmm.
There are four other people. At least two of the cases are still going. Anyway. I don't know. For some reason, I just figured that one. This story, by the way, I feel like this was kind of quietly. Did this get much attention from the broadcast media?
The lawsuit, or you mean just in general? No.
It didn't seem like it at all. Mm-hmm. And as far as this case being dropped, it seems like that didn't get a lot of attention either.
Yeah, because he didn't. You know, he wouldn't want it to, even though it benefits
him. No, he wouldn't want it to, but it's really not up to the person whether they want it to or not. But maybe it is.
You know how that works.
Do you think because of how much marketing, how much advertising he does, that has any effect whatsoever?
Of course.
It sure does. Absolutely 100%. It does. That's kind of the point. So.
Decisions are always made when things like that. We know.
Well, more than ever.
About other decisions made.
More than ever, they're made that way. Paris Jackson, allegedly. Yeah, it is. You know, it's funny. I read this story, and
is it really that sad?
You know, honestly, I
considering She says it didn't happen.
I know, she and I saw the video of her.
Lie!
TMZ lies. Mm-hmm. She was allegedly taken to the hospital for stitches because she slit her wrists.
Actually, her response to TMZ's post of the story is, fuck you, you fucking liars.
I think she had a few posts, didn't she?
Yeah, and then one after was a bunch of question marks with a frowny face. I don't know. Lies, 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 OMG, and more lies.
Well. Now, it seems that this was...
One that said bullshit, too. That's fun.
Was this widely reported, or was it just TMZ that reported this?
Just TMZ.
Okay. TMZ is frequently there right about stuff like this. They've certainly been kind to Michael Jackson.
This response, Perez Hilton tweeted out of his story of Paris Jackson is not defending Michael. That's a story he put out there, and she just wrote, I am defending him in my own way. You're a really smart guy with a bunch of Y's.
What
the fuck does that mean? I am defending him in my own way. Okay.
I see.
Whatever you say, Paris. I don't think she's ever been challenged much on what she says.
No, not at all.
If ever.
But, you know, if you think of Paris Jackson, I'm sure most people say, oh, she inherited all this money, and so much money has been made since he died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple $1 billion probably. And I think she just does whatever she wants, and I think Prince has a business of his own. Prince sounds pretty responsible.
Prince sounds self-aware, though. Paris
yes.
does not sound very self-aware. No. I kind of feel bad for her because she's in that Jackson circle. It's a cult.
It's crazy.
She's
it's
been brainwashed
madness.
Since he was a child. I wouldn't. How would you like it if all of a sudden you're starting to realize that your dad was a major child molester and might have used you?
Well, I'm reading.
Messed up.
I'm reading about Paris Jackson, and I'm thinking about this. You know, her mother is Debbie Rowe. Mm-hmm. Her mother sold her to Michael Jackson, who then pretends he's her father, her biological father, which he is not. He tells her that he is. We can only imagine what that childhood was like. They would have you believe it was wonderful, that he's the best father ever. But really?
At some point, though, can't you look at her skin?
I just
do you wonder?
It wasn't too long ago. I read her interview.
She has Google.
I read her interview where she said she is black and that her father told her she's black. And also that I think she said it doesn't matter if he's her biological father, but he is her biological father. So in other words, either way, she's black, according to her.
He is her father. I mean, there's no argument about that. But why does it matter so much if he's biological or not?
But nonetheless, if you're
for her,
for people who go, oh, my God, that kid has all the money in the world. What's wrong with her? Well, her mother sold her to Michael Jackson. That's pretty weird. That's pretty fucking crazy. I don't think she talks to her for periods of years in her childhood. Michael Jackson's her father. Michael Jackson is interested in 10-year-old boys and 10-year-old boys only. Sleeps in beds with 10-year-old boys.
Allegedly.
Also has a huge drug problem, including taking propofol every night to go to sleep. I mean, I can only...
However, she is out there. She puts herself out there.
She does.
In the conversation where you never hear from Prince or Blanket. I mean, people forget Blanket even exists.
No, she enjoys the attention.
I think
she absolutely loves the attention. She loves being Michael Jackson's daughter, or it would appear that way anyway. And yet her life is such a mess, and her grandparents, Catherine and Joseph, raising her when Michael died. I mean, I can't even fathom what her life was like. Now she's just a rich kid doing whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like fun. I don't know if it is that fun, to be honest. I got to believe it's pretty insane. And by the way, I read a long, long story about Dr. Arnold Klein.
Oh, great guy.
In Vanity Fair. Oh, my God. What insanity.
Real quick with Paris, could you imagine if your dad was Michael and you had these jokes being made about
you? A Brazilian teenager suing Michael Jackson for running him over with his van displayed his scars for a photographer this week. Jackson said through a spokesman that the suit was baseless, but he'd like to see more photos.
Crowd.
Well, there may be trouble in paradise. Lisa Marie Presley confirmed this week that she and Michael Jackson live in separate residences 50 miles away from each other. Lisa Marie was quoted as saying, I guess being married to a homosexual pedophile wasn't such a great idea after all. Hey, Lisa Marie Presley said that she and Michael are still together and happy this week. She also made a revelation that she is actually a 9-year-old boy. To mark its 75th anniversary, General Mills will abandon its traditional image of Betty Crocker and unveil a new multi-ethnic Betty Crocker, whose likeness will combine the features of 75 different kinds of women. Here she is.
Of course, it's a picture of Michael.
In New York this week, while rehearsing for his upcoming HBO special, pop star Michael Jackson collapsed on stage and was rushed to Beth Israel Hospital. Weekend Update has obtained this exclusive
it's
photo.
It's the alien autopsy photo. God, Norma's
King
the best
of pop, Michael Jackson, who collapsed during rehearsals for a concert last week, has been released from the hospital. Doctors say his condition is stable and continues to improve, although he is still a freak.
Crowd loves it.
While in the hospital, Michael Jackson had his room specially decorated with two huge photos of Shirley Temple. But don't get the wrong idea here. Michael Jackson is a homosexual pedophile. So officials at the Philadelphia Zoo report they have actually been able to preserve sperm from an endangered one-horned rhinoceros. The sperm will remain frozen at the zoo until Michael Jackson comes by with a check and picks it up. The nation is still reeling from Thursday's bombshell announcement that Lisa Marie Presley has filed for divorce from Michael Jackson. According to friends, the two were never a good match. She's more of a stay-at-home type, and he's more of a homosexual pedophile.
Lisa Marie and Michael Jackson are getting divorced, and they cited irreconcilable differences. And I have the inside story. I heard that Lisa Marie was actually... behind Michael's back, she was fooling around with another homosexual pedophile. He didn't even know about it. Is that crazy?
This week in a secret ceremony in Australia, Michael Jackson was married for the second time. Asked what makes his new bride special, the King of Pop said, quote, she has taught me about the power of imagination, like imagining that a grown woman is a 10-year-old boy.
The crowd reactions are the best.
And yes, it is true, Michael Jackson is going to be a father. Already he has hired an entire staff of nannies, nurses, and extra bodyguards, which hopefully will protect the child from Michael Jackson. You know he's a homosexual pedophile, right? You understand? In Paris, pop star Michael Jackson has announced a deal with a Saudi prince to launch an international chain of, quote, virtual reality wedding chapels. This makes this the most normal thing Michael Jackson has ever done. The New York Post has reported that Michael Jackson wants his closest friend in the world, Elizabeth Taylor, to be the godmother of his child. However, those close to the pair worry that this could eventually lead to heated arguments over whether the child will be molested or eaten. Sources report that Michael Jackson's baby is due February 27th, and it's going to be named Michael Jackson Jr. Michael plans to be with the mother during the delivery, in his words, to make up for not being there for the
You messed up the joke.
It's conception. The last word was conception, so...
He's going to name it. He said he doesn't know what he's going to name it. He said he thinks if it's a girl, he's going to name it Sharon.
Really?
Yeah. And if it's a boy, he's going to have sex with it. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
On Wednesday, Michael Jackson and wife Debbie Rowe became the proud parents of a 7-pound, 10-ounce baby boy. Asked about the baby's appearance, a family spokesman said he's got Debbie's eyes, Latoya's mouth, and one of Michael's noses.
And according to his dad, the three-day-old boy is a regular chip off the old block. In fact, he's already molested a one-day-old boy. During the delivery, the doctor allowed Jackson himself to cut the umbilical cord. Michael then took the cord home so that the elephant man's remains would have a new play friend. Michael Jackson has reportedly stepped right into his new role as a dad, spending many hours a day with his newborn son doing the changing, the burping, even the breastfeeding. So, it's nice when a fella does that. Well, Reader's Digest has released its 1997 list of the best and worst places to raise a family in the United States. The best place, Sheboygan, Wisconsin. While the worst place in America to raise a family, the Neverland Ranch. Well, according to published reports, Michael Jackson's wife is now pregnant with the pop star's second child. Asked why he decided to become a father again so soon, Jackson explained that his 7-month-old son is starting to lose his looks.
I can't imagine my parents would be a little messed up. That pisses me off. This was so obvious back then. And now it takes the new documentary.
I know. And of course, his fans. You know, just going to pummel the victims endlessly. Before I get into Arnold Klein, who is Paris's father.
Yeah.
Look at the picture.
It is.
Michael Jackson's not her father.
Well, definitely Prince, because he looks just like
just
Prince. Like
she looks just like Debbie Rowe, though, but a thin version.
She does. You know what annoys me about all this is just this sort of make-believe that the media and everyone pretends that he's their father. Mm-hmm. No one ever says their adoptive father, or no one ever says who may be their father or who doesn't appear to be their father but would be their legal father. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just always reported that he was their father. He was not their father, and he bought those kids from Debbie. He paid her off to have the kids and get the fuck out of the way. I mean, how...
He is on the birth certificate.
You are not the father.
But we know because Arnold Klein has told us that Michael borrowed sperm from him.
Why doesn't she get more shit for doing it?
I have no idea. Because he's Michael Jackson, and Michael Jackson can say he's reliving his childhood the rest of his life and sleeping with 10-year-olds, and nobody does anything about it.
I know, but Debbie Rowe sold those kids. That's worse. Is selling a kid worse than buying one?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Human trafficking.
But, you know, when he was doing it, it all made sense to me. It's like, yeah, he just wants the kids. He doesn't want her around. By the way, did anyone notice that she's about a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10, and he's Michael Jackson?
I mean, did anyone
ever mention that?
No.
I mean, isn't that a little strange?
No, he should have been with somebody really hot, smoking hot, in the business, probably.
Well, you know what? There aren't many 8s who are willing to sell their kids, I guess.
No. It's amazing he really found her, actually.
Well, she was Arnold Klein's assistant.
How lucky that the person that would do that worked for his dermatologist.
And had the sperm available to borrow.
That's crazy.
That's why the people are like, I believe Michael. Macaulay Culkin said he didn't molest him, so he didn't molest anyone.
And I like his music.
Wait, this is the guy that buys kids from someone, you know, who has a 2, birth his kids, buys them from her, sends her pack, and get the fuck out of here. Don't ever contact these kids again, bitch. And, you know, takes propofol to go to sleep. Has anyone ever used propofol like that?
No.
Anyway.
Arnie, I was wondering if I could borrow something. Hello, Arnie, are you there?
I just need propofol to go to sleep every night.
Arnie, I'd like to come over and borrow a cup of sperm.
I'll pay you back.
Like it's his neighbor. And he's asking, gross. He's just baking something.
What the fuck is going on?
I know I borrowed a cup of sugar this time. Can I borrow a gallon of sperm?
But we lived in real time while all that went by.
I know. Nobody thought anything of it.
We saw him a million times. There's Michael Jackson and his 3 kids. No, the 3 kids he bought from that 2, Debbie Rowe, who's not allowed to see him, by the way. But Ad's got a lot of hit records, so we're going to report it this way. I mean, what the fuck is going on?
Insanity.
On that note, we'll come back to Michael. We're far from done with Mike. I'm sorry there's been so much about Michael Jackson lately, but...
It's endless.
It is.
It's not our fault Paris had an alleged suicide attempt.
March... P-Y-T. March has finally arrived, and that can only mean one thing. It's Ram Truck Month. It's Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Jeff, Thad, and Stephanie need to sell lots of trucks, but it seems like everyone is more worried about fixing the damn roads. Well, Zot wants to leave the roads to Lansing and focus on the damn deals. During Zot Dodge Ram's Truck Month, lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 at just $189 a month. That's a damn great deal. How about leasing a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month or a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $239 a month? Speaking of potholes, you can get employee pricing for everyone on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers. Lease one starting out at $279 a month, and we know the Wranglers can handle the damn roads. Our friends at Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram can't fix the roads, but they certainly have damn good deals. And you can get Maz a bird dog over there, too.
What are those roads getting fixed?
I don't know. As soon as we get the 45-cent gas tax, I guess, that we weren't going to get when it was 20 cents. But no, she wants 45 cents. It's crazy. So anyway, before I get to Arnold Klein, Dr. Arnold Klein, I thought I'd mention that the Jacksons were performing last night in Australia, I believe.
Was it Australia or South America?
Maybe it was South America. Doing their Michael Jackson tribute concert, which is wonderfully timed. I mean, what better time could you be doing a Michael Jackson tribute?
If the crowd demands it. I mean, would you rather see a Michael Jackson tribute or more songs from the Jacksons? If you're there.
Oh, if I'm there, yeah, the tribute, I guess. And Jermaine is ill, so Jermaine's not part of it. So the only Jackson that could even be considered... any kind of a star in his own right, although if he was not Michael Jackson's brother, would we have ever heard of Jermaine Jackson? No.
Wait, did they do, since he was ill, did they do a tribute to Jermaine?
I don't think they did. There's a piece of it on TMZ where they play audio of Michael talking about his childhood, which is so appropriate with the full fleshing out of his pedophilia on Leaving Neverland just a week ago.
How could they not play Jermaine's one hit?
You can't make this stuff up. I mean, wouldn't you think the story would be, wow, a week after Leaving Neverland, the Jackson brothers are doing a Michael Jackson tribute. How insane is that? I mean, isn't that really the story? How fucking crazy is this?
You're not going to believe this, but I kind of think the Jacksons are a little tone deaf.
Yes, it would seem that way. Listening, kid in the yard, dancing, you want to come home? I can hear the music half a block away. Well, that pedophile made some great songs. Is that a big venue? It sounds like a
say where it's at, Brandon.
Big crowd. There's Joe Jackson.
Why,
yeah!
why are people cheering Joe Jackson? That's in Brazil.
Yes.
Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo.
The brothers are just Michael Mooches. That's all they are. And they're pedophile apologists.
I gotta
too.
Say this though.
They're victim blamers.
I agree with all that, but if I was there, do you see the songs they played?
What are those songs?
They played I Want You Back, ABC, The Love You Save, and Dancing Machine. I'd want to hear those songs. I'm sorry, not sorry.
Well, they're great songs. I'm not saying they aren't. I'm just saying it just seems a little inappropriate, maybe.
Not entirely inappropriate, but if I was there, I'd want to hear those songs.
Not the best timing. So back to Dr. Arnold
what,
Klein.
What, was Robes in there?
Arnold Klein, the father of Prince in Paris, maybe Blanket. I don't know. We don't know where Blanket came from. And by the way, did anyone ever pursue where Blanket came from? I mean, wouldn't that be something?
I mean, I wish I had a father.
The biggest celebrity on the planet Earth, and a kid suddenly shows up in his brood, and I don't know, it just seems like somebody might wonder about it.
And the first time we ever saw him was when he tried to feed him that bottle.
Yeah, with his legs shaking and then, a million miles an hour.
And dangled him over a balcony. That was from the...
Wouldn't you think somebody might look into it?
I don't know.
Yes.
Apu.
What a dick.
So back to Dr. Arnold Klein, the father of Paris and Prince.
She had two fathers. That's great.
Yeah. And I think Dr. Arnold Klein, I don't know how big a role he played other than delivering, but lending the sperm. But the story about him in Vanity Fair, he was from Mount Clemens, Michigan. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was just doing his thing in Beverly Hills. He was doing it here or somewhere. And then he moved out there. He just decided, oh, that's where the action is. And he gets on the Merv Griffin show. And he said the next day people were asking for my autograph. Who's asking for your autograph?
Because you're on the Merv Griffin show?
The fuck? Are you kidding me?
I don't believe that.
I don't either. And well, he tells a lot of lies. He says he...
Hey, kids, your dad's a rock star.
He said he had chicken with the Queen Elizabeth. He's treated two popes. I mean, he just tells these ridiculous stories. Next day, I got people asking for my autograph. Then I got 10,000 letters.
What?
Many of which came from people who said I saved their lives because he identified some melanoma on the show, I guess. And then on the third show back after that, I mentioned a little thing I was playing with called collagen. And then he starts doing the lips and wrinkle line filler and becomes known as the king of lips. And he says in 85, he traveled to Rome for an audience with Pope John II. And the pontiff lifted his pant leg to show me a skin condition no one in Rome could fix.
And I saw his dick. It was huge.
He cured it.
What?
By 1981, he's living in a 30-room mansion with his brother, two aunts, a cousin, a cook, and a housekeeper.
Huh.
He was on call 24-7. His office walls began filling up with photographs of the beautiful and famous, including Rock Hudson. You treat those lesions?
Yeah.
Hudson?
Yeah.
And then he says he founded AMFAR in his house for the American Foundation of AIDS Research.
Really?
Which he established with Elizabeth Taylor and David Geffen. I raised $320 million for AIDS. I didn't seem like Elizabeth Taylor raised them.
Yeah. Well, you know, through him or through her, he did.
Elizabeth Taylor became one of his big supporters. He's the most brilliant doctor in the world. He's supposed to be a dermatologist, but he's so much more. I can't tell you how many times he's seen me and said, Elizabeth, off to the hospital.
Huh?
Well, that wouldn't be hard to do.
What does that mean?
I think he just found her fucked up and told her she should go to the hospital. Okay, moving along. 2002, approval of Botox to relax facial muscles between September and December 2000 to 2003. Court records show his company received nearly $500,000 from Allergan, the manufacturer of Botox. His clinic became a virtual fountain of youth. He says he's been the doctor to three presidents, two popes, and several real queens. And they mention all the celebrities who loved him. David Geffen, Dustin Hoffman, Larry Ellison, Linda Evans, photos of Sharon Stone, Dolly Parton, Penny Marshall. Should he really have a picture of Penny Marshall? She looked that young.
Think how bad she would look.
The office is booked
Arnie Klein.
3 months out. There was a special phone line. If you were on the A-list, if you're on the B-list... if you were on the A list. If you're on the B list, you waited 3 months. C list, you never got an appointment at all.
God, no wonder this guy let Jackson borrow his sperm. He's kind of like a star fucker.
Oh, huge. Soon he was living in luxury. The walls of his house were covered with works by David Hockney, Andy Warhol, and Herb Ritz, and his dinner parties were populated by his stellar patients. His weight grew with his ego. His style of apparel sank from drab physician scrubs to rock star plumage. Colorful scarves, skull rings, expensive jewelry, a Rolex decorated with diamond and ruby lips, a gift from Cher.
What?
His shortcoming was that he adored Michael Jackson.
Huh.
He loved Michael Jackson. Jackson didn't become a Klein patient until his landmark appearance for the 25th anniversary of Motown when he unleashed the moonwalk. I was blown away, Arnie Klein said. A week later, I was sitting in David Geffen's driveway, and in comes Michael Jackson, sitting in the back of a Lincoln Town car. He looked very lonely. Within a week, David brought Michael to me. I took one look. I saw what you'd call a butterfly rash on his face and severe crusting of his scalp. I diagnosed him with lupus. In addition to lupus, he had vitiligo, a disorder that strips pigment. In January 2014,
can I ask a question? How old was he when that moonwalk thing happened?
Jackson?
Klein.
Klein? He wasn't that old. Probably 35, maybe.
Were there many 35-year-old grown men that saw that and were blown away?
The moonwalk?
Yeah, when you saw the moonwalk, were you blown away?
Yeah, I kind of was.
You were?
I sort of
okay.
was, yeah.
I was a child.
I mean, it was a very memorable, I mean, everybody, a lot of people remember that Motown thing.
You're
going to
lend him some sperm?
Yeah, I will.
it could have been true.
So anyway, Arnold Klein.
Harris's dad.
It turns out Arnold Klein was burned as a 2.5-year-old, so he bonded with Michael over the Pepsi burning.
Oh, okay. Well,
and treated him. And Dr. Steve Hoffman, Beverly Hills plastic surgeon, repaired Jackson's scalp in a series of operations that included 2 nose jobs. Oh, wait, they just threw those in with the scalp surgery?
While you're under, why not?
Jackson ended up having between 20 and 30 nose jobs done by Dr. Hoffman. I know everything he does, he told me of Hoffman. I was the one that got Michael to fire him. Are you aware of that? In 2003. Ooh! After that, Klein became one of Jackson's chief physicians in charge of treating his vitiligo and other skin ailments. Is a dermatologist a guy? Isn't that a guy you see a couple times a year, maybe?
Yes, yeah.
Jackson decided to bleach his scrotum.
Unless you need to borrow sperm.
In 1983, Michael Jackson decided to bleach his scrotum. He used a cream Klein had prescribed many times over the years called Benequin, but it burned his skin.
Why are you bleaching your scrotum?
I want it to be lighter.
Why? Who's seeing
it? I guess the kids were frightened of it or something.
He's
who knows?
Nuts!
Seriously? No.
I believe that.
I don't know.
I believe it, though. I don't know why else you would. You don't see your own scrotum. How many people see your
scrotum? The only people
scrotum?
Who are going to see it are 10 years old, so it has to have something to do with them, right?
Let's just say he's a normal adult man, right? You're not going to really see your own scrotum. You certainly wouldn't care what color it is. And anybody else that's seeing it, would they really care what color it is if they're down there?
I wouldn't think so.
No. Most of them would have their eyes closed.
I think most people that saw it didn't want to see it, unfortunately.
Well, with him, I'm just thinking of a normal adult man.
I wonder if anyone ever saw Michael Jackson's scrotum that wanted to see it.
Oh, gosh, great question.
Oh, there's a good question.
Besides Arnie Klein?
Because
he wanted to see
it, and
he got
it.
To see it.
Yeah, he did.
Maybe Debbie Rose saw it, you think?
No. Used a cream Klein had prescribed many times over the years. Klein had Debbie Rowe, his medical assistant since 1977, look after the singer. When Jackson was embroiled in his pedophilia lawsuit in the 90s, Klein vouched for him with the boy's mother, saying Michael was absolutely heterosexual and there's no reason for concern. Law enforcement authorities insisted on photographing Jackson nude to see if the boy's drawing of the singer's private parts matched, and Klein joined Jackson to facilitate the photo session. Oh, this is a photo session facilitator with police. Mm. So that's nice. Jackson settled that case for $25 million approximately. In 2000, Jackson's longtime friend and personal assistant, Frank Cassio, observed his boss exhibiting symptoms that indicated addiction to the narcotic pain medication Demerol, and he voiced his concern. He dialed up Dr. Klein, put the doctor on the speaker, asked him to verify the quantity of Demerol he was taking was safe and appropriate. Was I to argue with the doctor who'd been treating him for over 15 years? On 3 occasions, Klein told CNN he'd performed drug interventions for Jackson, once chartering a plane to Vegas, where he said he ordered a doctor-administered propofol. A milky white surgical anesthetic out of Jackson's suite at the Mirage Hotel. Oh, he ordered it gone. So he had it in his suite at the Mirage. What, to give it to himself?
He loved that Demerol. So much so that he wrote a song about it.
Well, that was propofol.
No, he wrote a song about Demerol.
No, I'm just saying he ordered propofol out of his room.
Yeah.
This won't hurt you. Before I put it in, close your eyes and count to 10. Don't cry, I won't convert you. There's no need to dismay. Close your eyes and drift away.
Demerol, Demerol.
Oh, God is taking Demerol.
Well, there's songs about heroin, there's songs about pot.
Yeah, why not?
Another time in Hawaii, he and his nurse slept on the floor of Jackson's hotel room to prevent a plastic surgeon from administering propofol. And the third time in New York, why do you have to sleep on the floor? So the guy administering it was fighting so hard to get to Jackson that he had to sleep on the floor to stop him?
I guess Jackson didn't love him enough because the most loving thing he could have done was
share your bed
with the guy that lent you his jizz.
Then a New York client said he saved Jackson, who was already so high on propofol and another drug, that he went running down the street. Wow, I wish I could have seen that.
Wait, who went running down the street?
Jackson did.
Wait, he was on propofol?
What he said. I thought propofol would knock you out.
See, this is the problem with Klein, is that these are all good things if he's really trying to stop him. But I just don't know what's believable. If any of it.
It doesn't seem like if Jackson was running down the street high as a kite that somebody would
be on tape,
talk about
somewhere.
It.
Somewhere, yeah.
In 96, Debbie Rowe gave Jackson what she called the ultimate gift. She offered to bear his children.
For a price.
Jackson would insist that his first two children, Prince and Paris, were produced through intercourse. Rowe taped without her knowledge in a recording that was subsequently quoted by the News of the World, revealed that Prince, the first child, had been conceived through artificial insemination. After Jackson's death, Rowe acknowledged that both children had been artificially conceived. Now, I assume that's because there's some non-disclosure she must have signed when he bought the kids from her.
Yeah. Which, couldn't she break it by now?
Yeah, she did. After his death.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, she acknowledged it after his death. As Jackson's other children
grew...
Are you
surprised she hasn't told more? I mean, even at the
I think she's
cost
probably,
of being sued?
She might be embarrassed. She sold her kids. I mean, to Michael... She sold her kids to a pedophile.
Yeah, so make it up and write a book.
Well, maybe. Maybe she'll do that. I would think she would have by now.
Yeah.
As Jackson's two older children grow, their dark hair and facial features bore resemblance to Klein's. And in interviews, Klein would dance around the subject. Once I donated to a sperm bank, he told Larry King Live, the best of my knowledge, I'm not the father. He tried to get involved in the upbringing of Jackson's children after Michael's death.
Yeah, good luck.
Carrie Fisher begged him, please, don't say you're the father.
Who did? Carrie Fisher?
Carrie Fisher. So apparently Carrie Fisher, maybe she carried the sperm from Klein to Jackson, so well, she knows.
Wait, how did Carrie Fisher enter this? That seems very random.
Let's see. By 2007, Klein had become a presence in a community comprised of stocky gay men. Carrie Fisher recalls the time Jackson lent Klein his famous estate. Arnold Klein's birthday came around, and he invited us to Michael's Neverland Ranch to celebrate the event with Arnie's multi-bear clan.
Multi-bear?
Arnie and his lover, plus an assortment of Arnie's overweight gay male buddies called bears by the community. Arnie's a big man. He likes to surround himself with similarly fleshy bears. One night in November, December 2007, on BearCity.com, the bears were prowling. Jason Pfeiffer was out of work in between relationships living with his parents, decided to embrace my bigness, as he put it. Some guys like big women. Some guys like big men, Pfeiffer told me as he plowed through a ribeye at a steakhouse. To qualify as a bear, you must weigh 250, 350 plus. There's also super chubs.
Super chubs.
Super chubs.
A twink, a bear, an otter, a circuit queen, a chub, a pup, a gibster, daddy chaser, a leatherman, a ladyboy. You could be a Donald Duck, which is a gay guy who got kicked out of the Navy.
Super chubs are 500 or 600 pounds. According to Pfeiffer, a message popped up on his computer for someone calling himself Bach. How do you know who I am? Pfeiffer said. I'm Michael Jackson's doctor. I have 10 cars. I'm very rich. Come over. Asshole. I have 10 cars. I'm Michael Jackson's doctor. Nice dropping Michael's name when you're picking up a bear. Pfeiffer came over. They began pawing each other. Actually, Klein and his friend started trying to paw Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer says he demurred and drove home. Yeah, right. A few weeks later, Klein assured him he would make no more sexual advances, invite him to spend the night. He began working as assistant to Klein, and he said he, in his counterclaim to Klein's bankruptcy, in which he also says the claims asserted here by Pfeiffer arise from a working environment that any rational person can only describe as a living nightmare. What began as a combination chauffeur and houseman role quickly grew into a five-day-a-week job, which included work in his medical office. It became clear that Klein expected Pfeiffer to accompany Klein everywhere on a daily basis, 7 days a week.
Ugh.
In addition to traveling with him to his other homes in Laguna Beach and Palm Springs, Pfeiffer says he was required to scan the internet for the doctor as he searched obsessively for sex partners day and night on websites including BearCity.com. You want to check out BearCity.com?
Wow.
Probably pretty hot. Bear411.com, BigMuscleBears.com, AdamForAdam.com, and BearForest.com.
Why are all these bear sites competing with each other? Shouldn't they combine forces?
Absolutely.
What's the big bear there? Can't they just buy up the little bear sites?
Maybe you get different kinds of bears on Bear City than you get on Bear 411.
Like they're bears that live in the city?
Well, I don't
Is
know.
Is there farm bears?
Short-haired bears?
Is there
jbears.com
for the Jewish bear community?
Maybe.
Like J-Date?
Klein advertised himself as a generous man of integrity. Nice guns. Nice legs and chest. I can kiss like no other and take you to places you won't believe in.
Ew.
Hot! Wow,
oh,
is that
God,
hot?
I get the sound part. What is wrong with cuddling?
Oh, are these a bunch of bears playing around?
Tyler, what are you doing?
It's the trailer on BearCity.com.
That guy's not a bear.
I all over myself when I saw the sounds. Not like,
this sounds
a
really
cafe
good.
Or a sex club?
Do you know what those are?
Yeah.
Is this the Tyler that just moved in with you guys?
the same.
Tough first date. I'm Roger.
Hi, I'm humiliated. Nice to meet you.
He has his shirt off. Tyler, he just broke a glass. That's embarrassing.
Bears are going to kick some ass. Yay!
That's one way to pick up business.
Wait, what's going to happen behind that curtain? Is this a documentary or a real movie?
I think it's a movie.
Hey!
It looks like a great movie.
That guy's not a bear.
Now, don't be mean. He's new to the scene.
That's a southern bear.
Now, that is so cute. You guys got yourself an in-house chaser. That should spice things up a little bit.
We don't need no spicing up, Rachel Ray. We yummo as it is.
So, Michael, where's Carlos?
Where is he?
Guys... Carlos and I decided to take a little break.
Is this all ad lib?
Just a struggling actor with a thick, meaty cock.
To reevaluate.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Is this Bear City?
Me too. But right now, I'm focused on getting a job by the fall.
I like to sneak into theaters without being noticed sometimes.
3-4-2.
Fuck you, bitches. I'll be fine. But I ain't paying for the coffee.
That guy looks like a Bear Chub posse.
He's huge, that dude.
Wow. Oh, they just made out.
Yeah, so that's the trailer.
That's a teaser.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
With the tagline, romance can be hairy.
Oh,
hot.
Ugh.
Okay, so here's Pfeiffer's duties that he agreed to perform. Prepare him for sexual encounters with masseurs, paid escorts and prostitutes, administers clients Cialis, Viagra, and similar prescription drugs.
Well, that should be a separate job.
Klein dispatched Pfeiffer in Palm Springs to find a man with whom Klein could have sex. Pfeiffer and other employees returned with a large-bodied homeless man for Klein. What? Wait, that's not a very good selection, is it?
Well, if you know, you do what you got to do, man. I don't know.
This is a custom hand job.
Dr. Klein repeatedly subjected Pfeiffer to unwelcome, unwanted, offensive sexual conduct. In our phone conversation, Klein insisted he wouldn't lower himself to Pfeiffer and Kiji's level. That's the other assistant, calling them evil embezzlers who will descend into hell.
Mm. I say get your resumes ready.
I studied with Louis Kahn, Charles and Ray Eames.
Who? Who are Charles? I've never heard of either of those people.
That name drop is not working.
I got to Google them. Who are
Charles
they?
And Ray Eames, E-A-M-E-S. Are you going to put me on a level of a sleazebag like Jason Pfeiffer?
Charles and Ray Eames... are a design married couple who made significant historical contributions to the development of modern architecture and furniture through the work of the Eames office.
Okay. Pfeiffer claims Klein prescribed drugs in Pfeiffer's name, including narcotics, a slew of erectile dysfunction drugs, amyl nitrate, an inhalant that produces euphoria, prescription poppers Klein wanted to use during sex. He goes on to claim Klein instructed him to dispense Percocet pills to a certain famous actress who had an acknowledged history of substance addiction. Pfeiffer says he refused to dispense the Percocet, but she still would come to the office and Klein would give her 10 to 20 Percocet at a time from his office supply. In early 2008...
Only in an office supply.
I guess so.
Nice tracking.
Klein promoted Pfeiffer to office manager, working with Klein's accountant, Mohammed Kilji. When I met Kiji for dinner, he hardly seemed the type to conduct covert transaction using a terrorist network, as Klein had implied. Klein claims these guys stole like $22 million from him.
They had dinner. The food... didn't matter.
Klein's had huge financial problems. Yeah. He's declared bankruptcy. When it came to Klein, he didn't hold back. Like Pfeiffer, Kiji went to work full-time in 2008. The break-even point of his practice was $3.6 million a year, said Kiji. By 2007, Klein's patients were leaving in droves, and he was in serious shortfall. Arnie was making less revenue than a third-rate dermatologist in the Valley. Oh, he just didn't have it anymore and was financially hurting. The 20,000 New York Times reported in 2004 is Klein's daily income had plummeted to an estimated $30,000 a month by 2011. He was dropping money like there's no tomorrow. Jewelry, art, keeping people around him, $250,000, $300,000 vacations every 6 months.
Wow.
He bought a third house in Palm Springs. In his email of resignation after Klein accused him of theft, Kiji detailed the doctor's expenses. Maybe it's time to look in the mirror, Dr. Klein. You've spent over $800,000 on vacations and personal travel costs with your various entourages, $550,000 on cars, $1.2 million in random shopping, a $500,000 down payment on the Palm Springs house, weekly parties, maintenance and upkeep have cost an additional $850,000, lovers or friends on payroll to the corporation, over $200,000.
How much for lovers and friends?
$200,000.
Wow.
Oh, wait, lovers or friends, yeah, $200,000 on the payroll. $650,000 in legal, public relations, and security fees. An additional $7 million in personal luxury spending while your income declined from $240,000 a month, which wouldn't be enough to cover it, to $120,000 a month. With such low gross and current overhead expenses, you were always in the red.
Spend your money well.
He was broke, and I would tell him, you're losing money. He would say, look, I'm going to sue. And he proceeded to file lawsuits. Klein had hopes.
Oh, that's how he's going to make his money?
Yeah, he was hoping for lucrative settlements.
It's a high risk.
Yes.
It's going to cost you a lot of money.
But then a rainbow appeared in the form of Michael Jackson, who'd been away he'd been away from Klein's practice for a time, living in Bahrain, Europe, and Las Vegas.
There's the rainbow.
In October 2008, he was contacted by Michael, who told Klein he needed to get out of a court appearance and needed a doctor's note. Pfeiffer's lawyer writes in their counterclaim, Klein then told Pfeiffer that Klein would write a note saying that Michael had MRSA, MRSA, staph infection. MRSA. And instructed Pfeiffer to get a cotton swab and swab Pfeiffer's own nose so that Klein could fabricate test results showing Michael had MRSA. Pfeiffer refused, so Klein swabbed Klein's own nose instead and produced the doctor's note. Throughout 2009, Michael Jackson was a frequent patient. Arnie Klein was so happy. Michael is back in my life!
No.
Now Michael comes back and you see a glimpse of the old brilliance again because Klein's work is known by the celebrities he serves and many of them started to leave him. In 2009, Michael came in a lot. He was a nice guy, but, you know, he came in.
Excuse me.
And nobody could do any work. He was monopolizing the nurses' times and everyone's time, but Klein was
good
happy.
Oh, good job being an anger, Jackson.
What would he do?
I would just tell everybody I love them and ask how their children are. How are your children?
I love the children. I'm going on tour.
Does anybody want to see my scrotum? It matches the color of the rest of my skin.
I have vitiligo, and I have lupus, and Dr. Klein's been treating me for over 20 years.
I don't know if you heard, but Arnie got me out of a court appearance because I have MRSA.
I'm going to need a shot of Demerol before I leave, about 800 milligrams. The normal dose is 50 milligrams. Thank you.
And who's that fat ass working at the front desk? Debbie who? Debbie who?
I believe I bought some children from her. Two children. She's never allowed to talk to them again. Klein's medical records were presented at trial, revealing that in 3.5 months before Jackson's death, he was a frequent presence in Klein's office, getting significant doses of Demerol given to him under the alias of Omar Arnold. Where'd they get that?
Wait,
name?
Omar, wasn't that the fourth kid?
That was the fourth kid's name.
Omar.
That's a great name.
It absolutely was the fourth kid.
Was it? It would have been Omar Jackson. Oh, no. He was his fake kid.
Wait.
He was his unknown kid.
What's the fourth kid? I don't know. That.
Omar.
Omar.
You've never met Omar?
No.
I love you, Omar.
He hangs out with Blanket all the time. No one ever sees him.
Klein's medical record for that period details scores of procedures, which included 41 shots of Demerol leading up to Jackson's last appointment, June 22nd, 3 days before his death. Most of the shots were administered by Klein's nurse, Ellen Braun, not Klein, who would say he was in Europe in May of 2009 during the time the most powerful Demerol injections were given. He said he would never have given Jackson excessive doses of the drug.
Fake!
Fahim Mohammed said he was there. There were times when he was there almost every day. On at least one occasion, Jackson had to be
in pain all the time.
Jackson had to be insisted down the steps by a member of Klein's staff.
What?
Several times, Klein told Pfeiffer to help Michael down to the car because he was too drugged up and disoriented to stand on his own.
They manhandled me very roughly.
Pfeiffer told Klein repeatedly that Pfeiffer was uncomfortable doing this. Pfeiffer and Klein's own nurses word Michael was being over-medicated. Klein reported,
see this arm? This is as far as I can reach it.
Klein reported to Pfeiffer that he knew what he was doing and you should keep your mouth shut.
Oh.
Muhammad said in an interview with police, we would park, walk him upstairs as his visit stretched on for three or four hours at a dermatologist.
He was very swollen.
Was he borrowing more sperm, waiting through the refractory periods to get more?
He's trying to repay his sperm.
My room is a complete wreck.
I don't know how, but he was trying.
Hundreds of fans would gather.
Because he always made good on his debts.
It's true. He was very good at paying people back. Muhammad said hundreds of Michael's fans would gather by the front door. Jackson frequently left Klein's office drowsy with slowed speech. Sometimes his treatments made him more extroverted than usual. Sometimes you'd want to go shopping in that Beverly Hills area, which could attract up to 500 people.
All right.
It would get ugly. I'd say, Michael, we need to go out the back door and avoid the crowd. He wouldn't go, he's in my fans. We're going out the front. Ooh.
Oh, God.
Extent of his treatment can be
He likes to act that everybody treated him so poorly. He loved it.
The extent of Jackson's treatment at Klein's office can be inferred by the size of his unpaid bills. Michael was a high credit risk because he could get services and never pay for them. Collecting money from him was becoming increasingly difficult. At one point, it got as high as $80,000. Dermatologist visits? $80,000?
He's there for 3 hours.
That's true.
He's in pain all the time. He doesn't know what time it is. He's hurting very badly. His shoulder, he can only lift his arm so high.
He doesn't know what time it
is. He doesn't. He's hurting that bad.
In May of 2009, Klein was on his European vacation. During that time, Omar Arnold came in and received Demerol 6 times. At the Conrad Murray trial, the defense lawyers did their best to shift attention from Murray's propofol to Klein's Demerol.
What a horrible anchor, by the way, that he has to show up to get Demerol. Can't he just write him a script and take him at home?
Why can't he just take the syringes and have Dr. Murray inject them?
Come over and do it? I'm sure Arnie would come over and do it after hours.
Robert Waldman, then he could come and go. He wouldn't hang out for 3 or 4 hours trying to pay back sperm.
Ugh.
I already owed him. Robert Waldman, a medical expert at the Vest, testified that Jackson was probably addicted to Demerol at the time of his death. He was getting stiff doses of 900 milligrams in May of 2009. A starting dose recommended for an opiate-naive individual would be 50 milligrams. So he was getting 18 times the initial dose.
Nice talent for a guy that weighed 100 pounds.
The experts agreed the doses Jackson received were excessive. Klein later said Jackson couldn't take the pain of a Botox injection, thus the Demerol, and thus the doses he approved were justified. So you get 900 milligrams of Demerol to get a Botox shot? What a pussy. I can't get the Botox without 900 milligrams of Demerol. I can't feel anything, and I need to be really high. In the first 3 weeks of June, Jackson received 7 more Demerol injections, more often than not, getting at least 200 milligrams in a single day's visit. And the last one of the injections was 3 days before his death. The week before he died, Jackson missed several rehearsals for This Is It.
Hold for applause.
On June 19th, a day that he had not visited Klein's office, he made it to rehearsal but was unable to perform. He told his nutritionist, "One side of my body is hot and the other side is cold." Ooh.
I gotta say, the funniest part of that sentence is his nutritionist.
I know.
The guy weighed like 80 pounds by then.
He's got 9 doctors and he's in the most horrible shape of any human being on earth.
That nutritionist get paid.
Robert Waldman testified that
just eat some beef, Jackson.
Sensations of hot and I need to sleep with a 10-year-old to get better. Ooh.
You need more time. As your nutritionist, you need more child sperm.
Waldman testified that sensations of hot and cold are symptoms of Demerol withdrawal.
Oh, wow.
But after getting treated by Arnold Klein, Jackson was back in top form. His bodyguard told the police he was really on. He was jamming.
In the bed.
After his final rehearsal, after which he was driven to 100 North Carrollwood, his $20,000 a month Holmview Hills rental, while the children slept, Jackson was wide awake and craving his milk. Propofol, it goes on to talk about the final night, which we've heard about. But Ed, this character, Arnold Klein, he's quite a guy. Look at all these weirdos in Jackson's life.
I had no idea Arnie was gay.
I didn't either.
Until this article.
No idea.
I guess I never thought about it. I just assumed that he inseminated Debbie Rowe the old-fashioned way.
Oh, no.
I don't know why I thought that. I just assumed that, a man and a woman.
Listen to this on the day Jackson died. Debbie Rowe, who was living on the ranch she had purchased after her divorce from Michael Jackson. I mean, when he bought the kids.
Yeah. She should have gotten a lot more if it was a real divorce.
She called Arnold Klein's office. She was screaming and yelling. I said to her,
"Yikes.
I'm sorry, ma'am, because I hadn't spoke to her before." And she said, "I'm not a goddamn ma'am. I'm Debbie fucking Rowe.
You ignorant fool.
I'm the lady that sold her kids to Michael Jackson." She wanted to talk to Klein. I transferred her and ran in because he always liked me to be in there when he took a phone call like that. She started screaming at him, "What did you give him?"
Oh, boy.
And Klein said, "I wasn't there. I haven't given him Demerol for a couple days."
Wow. At least she cared.
ABC says Jackson had a 20-plus year addiction to Demerol and that allegation was backed by a senior law enforcement official. Klein's name came to the attention of authorities. It wasn't long before the police started getting leads. One female unknown female who cannot be named provided names. Omar Arnold, Fernan Diaz, Peter Madani, Josephine Baker, as names Jackson would use when seeing Dr. Klein. Josephine Baker, wasn't that Marilyn Monroe's real name?
No, Marilyn Monroe was goodbye.
Norma Jean. Oh, Norma Jean Baker.
Josephine Baker was a real singer, wasn't she?
Was she? Yeah, that's
like
that
a blues
right.
singer.
I think you're right. And they found prescriptions at Jackson's residence in the name of Omar Arnold.
Wow. What a crazy story.
On July 8th, Klein appeared on
Good
Morning
America.
Probably
enablers for Jackson.
I know.
It's amazing he made it as long as he did, really.
Bodyguards and maids and drivers.
Umbrella holders.
Umbrella holders.
It's amazing when you have that much money because you made a bunch of good songs, what you can do with it.
Let's see. When Jackson arrived at the coroner's office, they tracked the medications he'd been prescribed.
When he just arrived at the coroner's office.
There were over 30 vials and packages of meds.
Wow.
Some Dr. Murray, some
totally
Dr.
false.
We located prescription slips in the name of Omar Arnold, Peter Madani. Peter Madani?
Is that a play on Madonna?
Probably. Those were from Klein. Jesus Christ.
What kind of doctors do that? Just write scripts for someone that's... Is that common practice? Like, if you're a celebrity for real and say you needed, I don't know, Valtrax, could you get it under an assumed name because you're a celebrity?
Sounds like it.
That's really odd. Why? Why is that legal?
It's not. I don't think it's legal.
Well, remember Jim Carrey got drugs under that fake name.
Oh, yeah. I think it happens all the time for these dudes.
Ron Mexico.
Oh, Debbie Rowe used to inject large quantities of Demerol.
She did?
In his home. So he did send Demerol and needles to his house.
Thank you, Debbie. It's the only way I'd let you into my house. You certainly aren't seeing these fucking kids.
Debbie.
And you're gross.
If you're not injecting Demerol on me, I want you out of my fucking house. Ooh,
hey, there's an elephant loose in my house. Ooh. Oh, wait, it's just Debbie here for my shots. Security? I think an elephant escaped. What if Jackson just totally berated her weight all the time? Like, just a total asshole about it.
Look, you fat slob. If you're not injecting Demerol on me, get the fuck out of here. Why don't you go lock yourself in a KFC?
Debbie, did you see the new swimming pool? There's a diving board to lower you in.
There's a new zip code. You. I was 10. I wrote a love song to a rat named Ben. And then I got a nose job and changed my chin and made my skin light. Hey. Look me in the face and tell me if you think I'm black or white. I'm still a virgin and I'm 33. Sex with me. I play with little animals and hang out with Macaulay all night. And if that's not strange enough, I don't know whether I'm black or white. Debbie, don't wear that X when you come over. The helicopter might land on you. Oh, man. So fucked up. Gee, I wonder what's wrong with Paris. How could there be anything wrong with Paris Jackson? Yeah.
Well,
just had this beautiful life with this loving father.
But I'm sure Joe,
most normal man in the world.
I'm sure Joe sheltered her. Yeah, after Joe and Catherine sheltered her after Michael.
Hey, is there anyone new on Cameo, Brandon?
I did see a whole bunch of new people.
You did not?
But I didn't know who any of them were. Let's see.
Ooh, who's that chick? She's hot.
Oh, some chick named Presley with huge...
Very tiny, tiny bathing suit.
Tubes.
I don't know if that bathing suit's very functional when she gets in the water.
I don't know. This is turning
into... I don't
know
who any of these people are.
Like I've seen that face before. Michael Rosenbaum.
Yeah, it looks punchable. Who
What's his name? Michael who?
Rosenbaum? He's an actor or something. I don't know. A comedian. Yeah. He looks familiar.
No, there's some guy named Connor.
Yep, Connor.
Just Oh, Heidi Montag! Sweet.
Yeah!
Well, happy Spencer. Birthday, Josh. This is from your amazing friend, Grace. I just want to say that I really appreciate your love.
Turn your radio down, Montag.
Beautiful, blessed, amazing
What is she listening
birthday.
To?
Probably a song Spencer wrote for her.
watch.
She's standing in front of a picture of herself.
What is that movie called?
That I appreciate.
Von Lux. But I do want to watch that now that I just saw the preview. Thanks to you guys. And I just want to say, like, best man.
Oh, shut up.
I really appreciate this.
She's $50 if you want to.
Spencer's less than that, isn't he?
I think he was around.
He
the
should
same.
Be.
Yeah, I don't know who. Amber Dawn Fox I can't is believe or Louis those, Tamio.
Why are those two dopes still?
Because they're in that show, that new
circulating.
Show.
Oh, but the show hasn't even aired yet.
It's going to.
Oh.
They like to be prepared.
They're the biggest morons on the planet.
I don't know any guy. Honestly, Brandon's gone through about 500 people.
I know this guy. He was he was the Bachelor guy.
Garrett.
Oh, he got in all the trouble because he had like all the alt-right stuff on his Facebook page.
Oh, that guy.
And then he ended up winning, and so they had to do a bunch of... they had to control that burn.
Tyga? Tyga's on there.
Tyga?
Yeah, $250 really? Bucks for Tyga.
Wait, isn't he... Oh, is he banging a Kardashian?
Yeah, one time. I'm on Cameo.
He was banging one of the Kardashians when they were underage.
Yeah, Kylie, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyga.
$250.
He's a rapper, so it's okay.
What's popping? It's Tyga. I'm on Cameo.
The Detroit Tigers should do a promo with him, calling themselves the Detroit Tigas for one day.
That was a powerful promo he did there. Play it again.
He said, what's popping? It's Tyga.
What's popping? It's Tyga. I'm on Cameo.
He's listening to the show, apparently.
That's it.
Can we hear the other cameo? What's that?
It looks like
it's him
just,
on stage.
Yeah, him on stage.
It's not great quality. You know? That's a nice butt shaking right there. That girl's at work. That's her job.
That does not look like a show I want to see.
Well, I didn't mind those butts.
I thought I saw D-Mac on here, too, but he's not in the new ones anymore.
So really?
I'd have to search for him.
Speaking of the Detroit Tigers, did you see the Pistons on Pi Day, 314?
Pi Day?
Yeah, 3.14. Pi, P-I.
Oh, okay.
They put out a Twitter with the jersey instead of P-I. They had the symbol for Pi.
They did?
Yeah, and of course everybody's like, I love the Detroit Pistons. It's just stupid.
Whatever.
I know. Hey, got them attention. Are they winning again?
I don't know. They got blown out.
I only find out what the Pistons are doing when they're on a winning streak or they get destroyed.
I know. Same thing.
Because that's pretty much been the whole season.
I thought they won. I was seriously was thinking they were on a hot streak because they were three over 500.
Yeah, they
12
were.
Of 14. And then I popped on the No Filter Sports podcast just to check out what Eli and Bob Page and Denny were doing. And they were ripping the Pistons a new ass for
the Nets and the
they
Heat
got
destroyed.
Blown out in consecutive games.
They set,
did
like,
not show up.
They set a not since 2013 record for lowest scoring games, like two games in a row.
Wow.
So everyone wrote them off again.
Yeah, and then they bounced back. They did beat the Lakers, but that was without LeBron. So.
Yeah, LeBron sat out.
He's no load managing. You know that whole load management thing, right? That's why he sat out games.
How often does he sit out a whole game?
He's trying to manage his load.
But they're not even in the playoffs.
Highly sexual.
Well, I don't understand. So he skips games?
Yeah,
completely?
He's got to manage his load, Drew. He's an old man now. He's a very, very old man. It's so clearly obvious to me, especially seeing all the promos for the Million Dollar Mile, that he is just interested in his production company now.
Well, that's going to be his moneymaker, you know?
What a stupid idea for a show, and yet it's going to be watchable. People running around doing another fucking obstacle course.
It's just like The Rock's new show, where it's basically like
American
Gladiators.
American Ninja.
I thought he was managing by taking time off in the game and not really playing defense.
That was part of it, too. That's another part of load management. No, it's
I didn't know he was skipping whole games.
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
My favorite part of load management is all the old athletes ripping it apart. Because they never took days off. They never took days off.
I'm just
no days off.
I mean,
no
if he played 20 minutes instead of 35 minutes, I would understand that. But just taking a game off?
Yeah, maybe that's what he's doing. But he's been ripped for it.
Didn't a lot of people show up for the game that were expecting to see him play?
Yeah, they didn't care about that. It's all about his brand.
People that buy tickets to see LeBron play and then he doesn't play?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
At least his shows are doing great, his TV shows. The Lakers are thinking of trading him now.
How many shows does he have?
Oh, can they trade him?
He has The Wall. He has this new $1 million mile.
Did they do well?
The one hasn't started yet. The Wall, I think, did really well. Then he has the Barbershop one. I don't even know what it's called.
That's a podcast, isn't it?
No. It's on HBO.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. And he's got another HBO documentary coming out.
He's got Space Jam.
Yeah.
That's supposed to come out next year.
How's the Barbershop do?
I haven't watched it.
You know, I haven't seen it too much.
I got to find this text. Pat wanted me to tell you about an episode, and I told him I would not do it.
I didn't even know it was still on, because I had heard a couple episodes like last year where he just gets a collection of people, and I think, oh God, what's his name? Stewart? From Daily Show. John Stewart was the only white dude, and then they talked around a barbershop about...
Antonio Brown, I think, was on the last one. That's when he had his yellow mustache.
Okay. Which he still has. But it is a show. It's not a podcast. If you want to hear a good podcast, though, I got a recommendation for you.
You got rap music?
Yeah, sure do.
Who's your favorite rapper?
Brian Austin Green.
Brian Austin Green.
Brian Austin Green.
You got to listen to the beginning of the Brian Austin Green podcast.
Brian Austin Green.
He is so bad.
Welcome to With Brian Austin Green.
Can you pause now, for one quick second?
Here's Brian Austin Green.
I just wanted
to
wrap up this thought about the shop with LeBron. There was so much bullshit in Last Around in 30 Minutes, it would make Drew's head explode.
There was so much bullshit?
On The Shop on HBO, yeah. Meek Mill was on there.
Oh, boy.
Telling them that I didn't commit any crime.
I'm sure he didn't.
All I did was cross an imaginary line from D.C. to Virginia. LeBron James admitting he wanted to be an owner.
That sounds like Johnny Depp and Blow.
Antonio
Brown. He said that state lines are just imaginary lines. Didn't work for him.
Antonio Brown saying he has no ego and he just sits there with a blonde mustache trashing his white quarterback, probably about 500 N-words loud in 30 minutes. And I just wrote, I am not telling Drew to watch that. Drew needs to watch less of that stuff. You're welcome.
And Derek Russell.
It's Derek
Russell.
Listen
to how often the co-host finishes Brian Austin Green's sentences.
The With Bag podcast, by the way.
It is.
I'm Brian Austin Green.
He is.
Joined by Derek Russell.
I am. I is.
Fred, what are you, Snoop Dogg? We're live at my home.
Yes.
Derek is in town.
I just showed up.
You know what I was thinking, too? We haven't done this show in like a month. I mean, so much has happened.
Did we do it in February at all? I think January was.
Did
the
we
last
miss
time.
The whole month of February?
I think we did.
He does every other month.
Was a shorter month.
It was a shorter month. Happy Black History Month. Now that it's over,
we're so busy.
We didn't get to say it.
Better late than never.
Yeah. Happy Women's Independence Day. All that.
Right. So that funny. I forgot to laugh.
We missed. We'd like to catch up on now. And you and Megan went to Hawaii.
Yes.
You get back from Hawaii.
I get back from Hawaii. I'm here for like 4 days. Now, while Megan and I and the family are in Hawaii on vacation, I get an email like, hey, do you want to do an episode of Magnum P.I.? It's like, yeah, of course.
Did you even know Magnum P.I. was back on?
I saw on the site. So here's a funny story. I saw on the side of a bus the poster for Magnum P.I.
We'll decide if it's funny.
And it was a picture of the new Magnum, and my first thought was like, oh, he doesn't have a mustache like Tom Selleck did.
Yeah.
And then as I was going to work my first day, I realized that the guy playing Magnum P.I. is an old friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't – it's borderline
co-star.
Friend. Yeah, co-star, someone I've worked with
before.
I was like, oh, geez, playing Magnum. So it's kind of cool. Directed the Sarah Connor.
Someone I have no idea who they are, by the way.
And I knew one of the producers because he was a producer also on Sarah Connor Chronicles. Mm-hmm. And then I knew Jay. And then the last day I was there, one of the other cast members
Sarah Connor Chronicles. Was that a hot show?
On that show for a little
I think it was hot for like the first few episodes because hey, it's the new Terminator.
Yeah. Right.
But then ultimately, I think it faded away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Is you get back and turn around, and you learn you have to turn around and fly back.
So I get back
Listen
in
to this
LA.
Foolishness.
I'm here for like 4 days.
And we were supposed to record.
And
then you found out you were going back to Hollywood.
I was like, dude, I can't. I can maybe call you from my cell phone.
What, in 4 days, you can't do a podcast?
Back in Hawaii, which isn't. I don't want
to
complain.
So busy recording bad cameos.
Go
I got to go to Hawaii.
Yeah. On CBS time.
Right.
CBS money.
Right. Yeah, I got to the point where I was a little sick of Hawaii.
Nobody's ever.
I don't think in the history of the world anybody's ever said I'm a little sick of Hawaii.
That's how incredible
except for
you
maybe
are.
People, except for maybe people that live in Hawaii, so
that are used
good
to
luck
it.
With the right. podcast
that have that like
yeah,
island
must
fever.
Suck to wake up yeah. to that view every morning.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Anyway, that one's available.
Wait, leave it up. I want to hear about his 2-year-old.
Nobody has ever said I got tired of Hawaii is that day that the missile alert came last year. Right. And they were like, we're all going to.
Oh, like he knows what you're talking about.
Can't.
Swim.
We're on a fucking island. I had to travel with my mom, mm-hmm. who
of course
she hasn't been in like 20 years, so it was
and
great.
You're
for
only
her.
35.
And then I traveled with my
40
because he won't fall asleep very easily without me. He's a total
what?
Daddy's boy. We don't know why, because Megan's great with him. He's
obviously
just, I'm his thing. Yeah. I'm his security blanket. I don't know what it is. So,
no, you're just so special.
He did not want to go back to Hawaii. He didn't want to get back on a plane and fly to Hawaii again because it's a long flight.
And you just did it.
It's like a 6-hour flight.
72 hours before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, I don't want to go back to Hawaii, you know, barely speaking.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, we have
Quiet.
To go back for work. We're going to go with Nana, though. And he was like, I don't want to go on a plane.
Oh,
but
Lord.
We did.
I can feel him after after my week. I don't want to be on a plane either.
Flying stinks.
Yeah.
Airports suck. So when we were at the airport flying home, he was jumping between the two. You know how the seats in the airport are back to back?
Oh, good parenting.
So he climbed in between them and he was jumping around. I was looking at him and he hit my nose with his
Nobody
head.
Cares.
That's why you can still see the little bruise here.
Oh.
The whole thing was bruised
okay?
like crazy. He
oh, my
hit
God.
Me really fucking hard.
Wow.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
That's enough, Brian. That's
crazy. Who's this other guy? And I love that they're doing it in his bathroom.
His kid has to travel anywhere he goes because he can't sleep without Brian Austin Green.
Yeah, that makes sense. Probably because Brian's so boring.
Yeah.
I would say there's a little bit more energy in the podcast than there is his cameo.
Can we see his latest cameo, by the way?
He doesn't have any.
He doesn't have any?
I already checked. No, the last ones he did was that series from Hawaii, because you could tell from the background. And I don't think people are paying the $150 for him.
That's a shame.
No, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you're really good.
You make it.
Yeah, they're so bad, they're good.
But apparently somewhere in that 1-hour-long podcast, he does talk about Luke Perry, which I'm sure everybody wants to hear.
Yeah.
About.
Oh, he's under...
Why did he open with that?
He's under fire because he didn't post anything for Luke Perry. So people were saying, what's the matter, David Austin Green? Why aren't you... Or what's his
Brian,
name?
Brian
Austin
Green.
Green. Why haven't you posted anything about Luke Perry? What an insult. And so Brian Austin Green has revealed that... He's going to do a live podcast.
Oh, capitalize on it. That's brilliant.
At the fake high school that they didn't go to.
90210?
Yeah, 90210.
You are incredibly sexy.
And you can buy tickets to it.
Maybe he's still mad from that time he let Luke Perry live with him, and then Steve found the gun.
That's right.
And then he had to go wake him up and confront him about it. And he said, I didn't see that in the lease. And then
I didn't see gun control.
That's when Steve said my all-time favorite line that I just found, where he goes, "I shot someone last year. Not my finest moment." It's like, what? There's a lot more to that story. What is it?
Well,
man?
That was the nice thing about that is that's part of when the father-son bonding went on between the actor who just died. That
that's right.
Steve.
That's right.
Einziering is so inconsolable about. Even though he's only in 18 episodes in 10 years? Yes. Is it 10 years?
Yeah, very little,
yeah. Wow. But anyway, so he is going to sell tickets to the Luke Perry Memorial.
And the money's going to go to Luke's...
Brian Austin Green.
Oh, okay.
As far as I know, I didn't see anything about a charitable event. But
okay. Well, I'm glad it's all about Brian Austin Green.
He also revealed that everyone grieves in their own way.
Oh, true.
And I've never heard that before. That's pretty
clever. And money helps Brian Austin Green
apparently
grieve better.
I guess so.
All right.
He's too busy taking all those trips to Hawaii. Yeah.
Sucks.
I know. And the poor kid who can't sleep unless he's with Brian Austin Green. What a problem that is. Should we try Bolte again?
Yeah, what's going on there?
I don't know. Something's up with Bolte.
Let me get his music. Hang on.
Yeah. Put it up, Bolte.
This is 3 days in a row. He's just sends us messages saying it's good, and then he doesn't answer.
Well, he never did agree to the earlier time, so maybe I'm still holding out hope that May have been a conflict.
Yeah. I wish I'd never met him.
Come on, Trent.
Yeah.
3-0
Oh boy. All right. Okay, I want to wrap things up by mentioning that Le'Veon Bell signed his contract with the New York Jets, and I'm not sure why this worked out for him.
Guaranteed money.
Yeah, but if he played last year, he would have earned $14 million, and he only got $25 million guaranteed.
Well, 25 is more than the 14.
Yeah, but if he had signed, the Steelers offered him 5 years for $70 million.
Yeah, but how is he really going to play five more years?
No, he's not going to play 4 years with the Jets. 20.5 was guaranteed, which he would have made in the first year. So he would have gone into this year with $20.5 million. Now, this wouldn't have been guaranteed, but if he made it through one more year, he'd earn more guaranteed money than he would have with the Jets, 1 year older.
But, you know, the Steelers team was a mess all year long. Antonio Brown hated the team. He obviously is.
Wait, now we can't go by Antonio Brown, can we?
But that whole team was a mess. And plus the workload they put on Le'Veon Bell, he had a good shot at getting injured and not getting
injured. Why does he have a good shot at getting injured?
Because of the workload. If you actually
look at the Jets aren't going to work him?
Well, I don't think they're going to give him the amount of touches that he saw with Pittsburgh. He had the most by far of anybody in the entire NFL, and that kind of leads to injuries at times. If he would have got injured, boom, guaranteed contract.
The only fully guaranteed.
Yeah, 20.5 guaranteed.
Yeah, but the only full guaranteed was $10 million with the Pittsburgh contract.
No, he had a $10,000 signing bonus.
$10 million.
Plus he earns the $10 million in addition to that, and it counts as his salary, but he would have received $20.5 million. If he'd signed the long deal. Now, if he just played the 1 year, he only makes 14.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I only read two articles about it, both of which kind of implied that this didn't work out so well. Unless he got hurt. If he got hurt last year and his career was ended, I guess that's true. He would have lost $4.5 million. But he lost his 26th year.
Yeah.
He's now a year older. And he does have $25 million guaranteed. I don't know. I don't see why that's such a great deal. Plus, he's playing for the Jets now. Isn't that kind of a bummer?
Yeah.
We don't want to play for the Jets.
I don't know. Pittsburgh, in spite of Antonio Brown, it still seems like it's generally a pretty good organization.
Yeah, I think it's kind of, I don't know. Is it aging? I mean, believe me, I would not want to go to the Jets either. New coach, new everything.
Well, who is signing with the Jets worked out for?
No one. I mean, they just hired the Dolphins ex-coach and Adam Gase.
I mean, Curtis Martin played there.
That's right.
At the end of his
career.
Johnny
Carter.
Yeah.
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play
Chad Pennington.
Impresses me. The same thing impresses them.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Who is the guy that signed with? I'm talking about guys that signed with the Jets as a free agent.
Is anyone?
Wait, there was another one. Matt Forte. Didn't he sign with the Jets?
Yeah.
Is he still playing, Matt Forte?
God, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Since I don't do fantasy anymore, I miss out on a lot of these movements.
But Forte would have. He would have played. Didn't he play like 6 years with the Bears?
Yeah, he was great with the Bears.
But he was kind of, you know.
But I mean, he's
pretty
beat up by the time
he got to the Jets.
In his 30s now. And for running back, it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, I don't. Well, Matt Forte, I don't even think he's playing anymore.
No, he's not.
You saw Golden Tate signed, right?
Yeah.
He's replacing Odell Beckham Jr.
Want to hit the outro, Brandon?
You got it.
Good luck with that.
Who's he replacing?
Well, he's going to the Giants. He's the replacement for Odell.
For Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
4 years,
$37 million.
So the Lions saved, what's his face going to make? 5.75?
Can make up to 6, yeah.
So they saved $3.25 million to get a guy who catches 55 balls versus a guy that catches close to 100 and is a great yards after catch guy.
Yeah.
And they got a third round pick.
Meh.
I don't know.
6-1 after.
Might be okay.
Tate's 30. It's, yeah.
I just thought Tate was.
I like
he
him.
Fit.
Yeah.
It worked for whatever reason.
But Amendola's going to help build that culture.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's not about performance, it's about culture.
Yeah. We are Patriots West.
Ugh.
Reminds me of Red Mitch Albom today. He's very. Not very impressed with the whole college scandal because it's been going on forever anyway, which I don't know. That's not
totally,
really
totally different, by the way.
Oh, I don't know. I think
those people provide value to their schools. The athletes that he's talking about.
Yeah,
what
but
value
they,
do these other brats getting paid to get in?
She's an influencer.
Yeah, it doesn't help the school. The best part is there's a $500 billion lawsuit against those parents, including Lori Loughlin.
I know. That's hilarious.
Filed by a kid who didn't get into some of the schools. Filed by his parents.
Well,
so it's all the parents. It's not about the kids. It's all about everybody's parents.
I would just think that the legacy thing would be called into question in light of the privilege.
Yeah.
By the way, Beto O'Rourke apologized for his white privilege. I almost died laughing. Someone said he was dripping with white privilege, by the way, when he announced. So, there. All right, we'll see you tomorrow, Trudy.